fake job. I think they're doing a fake job.
Well, if it is a fake job, you've got no claim. Because if it's a fake job, you haven't lost the opportunity to have paid employment.
And I want to go in a different legal route. I want to say that you are not really... You're wasting my time.
Okay, Jess, I'm just going to give you a very short answer now because we're running out of time, I'm afraid. I think you're going to struggle. Given you've made 4,000 other job applications to other employers in the last month, I think you're going to struggle to show that this employer, this particular employer, has rejected you for a dodgy reason. I wish you the best of luck getting a job, Jess, but I don't think you're going to have a claim here, I'm afraid, in the real world. I can't rule out a theoretical discrimination claim, but in the real world, I think it's very unlikely. I'm sorry. Jess, good luck. I know it's hard. Keep plugging away. Thank you, everyone, for your calls and messages this evening. A reminder, the advice offered in this hour is for guidance only. You should always seek your own independent legal advice. Coming up at 1 on LBC, it's Clive Ball. But now, it's time for Nick Abbott.
Thank you, Daniel. A paper took a poll and found that some people think Keir Starmer's government is sleazy. Guess what else they found sleazy? Donald Trump had a minion write telling Poland to support him for that Nobel Peace Prize he bizarrely wants so much. Guess what Poland said? And the cryptocurrencies took a nosedive this week as the guess that they would only go up turned out to be a bad one. That and your Beckham family update and more with me, Nick Abbott, after the new news at 10 on LBC.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and...
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation, this is LBC.
From Global's newsroom, Volodymyr Zelensky says the White House has set a deadline of June to end the war in Ukraine. Two rounds of peace talks with Russia overseen by the US have failed to make a breakthrough. Russian airstrikes involving more than 400 drones and missiles targeted Ukraine's energy grid overnight, leading to large-scale power cuts. Speaking to LBC on Friday, the deputy head of President Zelensky's office, Ihor Brusilo, said the issue of territory remained problematic.
The president of Ukraine always reiterated that he's ready to meet Putin to discuss this issue as well. But this is our red line, so we're not talking about easily disengaging or about withdrawing the troops.
A man's due in court on Monday after being charged with murder on Merseyside. The 65-year-old was arrested after the discovery of the body of Delia Muckerny, whose body was found in St. Helens on the 8th of January. Police say complex investigations into the affairs of Peter Mandelson will be ongoing after finishing a search of his two homes. It's alleged the former British ambassador to Washington gave secret government information to the paedophile Jeffrey Epstein in 2009, although he denies the claims. Pressure is continuing to mount on Sir Keir Starmer as his team collates messages relating to the appointment of Mr. Mandelson to the job in the United States. Gutu Harry, the former director of communications at Downing Street, has told LBC he has an element of sympathy for the Prime Minister.
I think he's in dire straits, and, you know, just on a human level, I feel for him. I've seen up close and personal how painful, you know, the sort of your toppling by your own people can be.
Thousands of people have gathered in Berlin to demonstrate in support of anti-government protesters in Iran. Around 8,000 met around the Brandenburg Gate on what is the anniversary of the start of the 1979 revolution against the former Shah. An investigation's begun in Belfast after two men tried to steal a cash machine from the city's Royal Victoria Children's Hospital. Police were called at about 3:15 this morning. And in sport, the championship leaders Coventry are now just 1 point clear at the top of the league after a 0-0 draw against Oxford. Ipswich are now third, following a 2-1 victory at Derby County. LBC weather, rain and showers will move north overnight, allowing clearer spells to develop further south. We'll see a low of around 6 degrees. From Global's newsroom. For LBC, I'm Tim Daly.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Nick Abbott.
I don't feel normal at all.
Well, let's get back to it.
Yes, these are messages from last night. Oliver says, Sir Keir is guilty of nothing. He correctly appointed a worthless entity who had maintained a close relationship with a worthless entity to negotiate trade deals and tariffs with a worthless entity. And I see no problem here, just a humble leader making a glove fit perfectly. And on that subject, JP says, many people want to send a Boy Scout into that environment. I can only assume that's the only alternative expectation the people have. I don't really understand what that means. I mean, I understand that they want to send a Boy Scout into that environment, as in the White House, to deal with the constant tangerine tantrum.
Don't be rude.
But I don't really understand that last part about the alternative expectation. This rather long missive, you might want to get comfortable. It starts, hello, which is, I don't know, a bit rude. Hello. I have just listened to your news update and weather report at about 12:20-ish p.m. on the 6th of February. It's okay, well, I'm already not wanting to read any further, but I will anyway. I noticed that it was... Can you stop writing in the messages at the top of the screen, please? Because it jumps the screen around. Do them at the bottom, and then everything will be perfect. Hello, I've just listened to your news. That wasn't for you, by the way. That was for, my glamorous assistant. It's like trying to read something while riding a pogo stick. It just keeps, flying all over the place. Hello, I've just listened to your news update and weather report at about 12:20-ish p.m. on the 6th of Feb. I noticed that it was heavily south of England-centric in relation to the temperature. When you squeezed in a smattering of Wales and Northern Ireland relating to other meteorological features, somehow temperatures only exist in the south. I work in research, and I understand that the south of England might be considered a good base case for the rest of us to make some kind of comparison against, but regional differences aside, maybe think about a quick temperature summary of south, north, Northern Ireland and Scotland. Yeah, that sounds really interesting.
Boring.
Yeah, a little bit dull, yeah. Hey, please stop putting stuff at the top of the screen because it jumps around the text. I'm talking to you. In there listening to Classic FM. I know it's relaxing. Oh. I'm trying to do a show here. There's more. I work in research and I understand that the south of England might be considered a good base case for the rest of us to make some kind of comparison against, but regional differences aside, maybe think about a quick temperature summary of south, north, Northern Ireland and Scotland. I don't mention Wales specifically because I imagine north and south Wales will be similar in temperature to northern and southern England. Your non-south listeners might appreciate it. Good grief. Also, quite racist about the Welsh, if you don't mind me saying so. JP says Trump is the problem. As a leader, you can't even defend yourself properly in the public eye because the man-child might be tempted to drop 150% tariffs on us without really knowing what they are, by the way. Everyone is mad. Your stance is the only sane one. Do you mean me, as in your? In which case, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'm the only sane one. Yeah, that's the problem with Donald Trump. You can't actually stand up to him in public because he just goes nuclear. It's like dealing with a child with a machine gun. Poland stood up to him and he flounced out the room. He actually did that. Or he had his minions flounce for him because, you know, flouncing is a bit beyond our Donald. He doesn't flounce well. Okay, here's a message from tonight, and it comes in verbal form from a person in Aylesford called Tony. Tony.
Hello, Nick.
Tony.
Hi. I'm going to be deadly serious with you tonight.
Oh, no.
I'm always serious. I'm a serious person. I'm surprised I haven't spoken to you about it before.
It?
China.
Oh, China.
I was going to... Yeah, because the thing is, I was going to say three words, China, 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 then go China. Yes. Now,
Is this you being serious?
Yes, of course. Of course I'm being serious.
Right.
But there's been a lot of talk. Keir Starmer went over there quite recently.
Yeah.
Now, I was like, I thought, no, get myself on social media. I did a week and I reactivated my account. But I was listening, but I was secretly happy, considering we can't rely on the US.
No, we can't rely on America anymore, and yeah. we do a lot of trade with China, so why not go yeah. and speak to China, for crying out loud? And everybody had a major cow about it.
Yes, and the thing is, he went over there, and the thing is, they're the, well, they say the US is the biggest economy, but China are slightly just behind.
Oh, China are going to overtake America. I mean, America is on the way down. It's, with the current management, the only way is down.
Don't talk to me that way. Don't talk to, I'm the president of the United States. Don't ever talk to the president that way.
And that's the reason it's going down. Down, down, deeper and down, like status quo.
Magnets, that one's funny as well. Yeah. But no, I actually think that's a good idea. While we try and get closer to the EU, I was secretly happy that we went to China.
Of course.
Xi Jinping, and that can apparently, if we were to try and get a good trade deal with China, it could up our economy each year by about between 0.6 and 1.4% a year. So I think we should go there while we try and get closer ties with the EU. Yeah. That's my opinion.
Well, that sounds like your opinion.
Oh, one other thing.
And another thing.
I don't know, if it's talk about football refereeing.
Yeah.
Ben Thatcher, I've just seen it online. I've put it on my thing. It was like attempted murder. But referees gave a yellow card. It was awful. A Ben Thatcher against Pedro Mendes. I would sue him if I was them.
Right, I've got no idea what you're talking about. I'm trying to find something.
I've got about
86,000 different pieces of paper. Here it is. Found it.
Go on, what is it?
It's about China and our relationship with China, and people have certain concerns. But I'll deal with that in just a moment. Have we dealt with you in your entirety?
Yes, China.
Excellent. Thanks a lot, mate. 0345-6060-973. Britain's security services have found hundreds of electric buses on Britain's roads could be remotely switched off by China with a kill switch. We won't be able to get the number 24 to the library that isn't there anymore because the Tories pulled a kill switch on them.
Oh, no.
The buses are connected to the internet. Have you seen the internet?
Disgusting.
The buses are connected to the internet on board by onboard SIM cards that are intended to be used for software updates but could also be vulnerable to meddling by Beijing. This is what officials at the Department for Transport and the National Cyber Security Centre believe. Meddling. What on earth are the Chinese going to meddle in our buses for? I mean, they want to sell vehicles around the world. I mean, they're doing very well at that. Chinese cars BYD outsell Teslas now, probably because, the liberal woke lefterati who buy electric cars aren't too keen on being associated with people who fire hundreds of thousands of people and then leap about on stage with a chainsaw doing the double Heil, how are you? Why would the Chinese want to ruin that? They're about as likely to make our buses not go as they are to poison our chicken chow mein. And besides, China makes mobile phones. I bet they made the mobile phone in your pocket right now. Even if it's not outwardly Chinese, I bet it is inwardly. The inside is so complicated that even the company that stuck the Chinese bits in it don't know what it does. So I'd say there's a lot more to be gained from an evil power bent on ruining our day, switching our phones off, than switching our buses off. I mean, what's the worst that could happen with a bus? We'd have to get out and walk. With a phone, it's everything. We won't know where we are. We won't know where we're going. We won't know how to get to where we're going or where we should be going when we get there. If the Chinese switch off our phones, we won't be able to see how much money that we haven't got in the bank. And we wouldn't be able to buy things that we don't need with money we haven't got. And grip onto something firm, because you're not going to like it, we wouldn't be able to put pictures of our beautiful faces on the internet. Security experts launched an inquiry in November after concerns were raised in Norway that Yutong electric buses out of China could be remotely stopped or rendered inoperable by the manufacturer. The NCSC, the public-facing branch of Britain's GCHQ, said it was technically possible for the buses to be remotely shut down from China. Yeah, maybe, but it's also possible that our buses could be shut down by some moron refusing to pay. Or get off the night bus. So the driver shuts the engine off and calls the police and you're stuck sitting there for an hour at 3 o'clock in the morning while all of that gets sorted out.
Damn it!
But Whitehall sources said that ministers are not able to block the sale of buses in Britain because there's no concrete evidence of Chinese subterfuge, and that banning them could cause further diplomatic tension with Beijing. Yeah, that's right. And it would also be pretty stupid. I mean, we bought their buses because they were the best, presumably. We also bought a lot of tech kit from America. And how reliable are they right now?
Oh, shut up!
Our computers, our satellites, and therefore our power are controlled by America. Worse than that, our money is controlled by America.
What?
Yeah, the credit card in your pocket is probably controlled by one of two American corporations. And if you think that Donald Trump wouldn't force them to cut your account off if he finds that you have been mean to him on the internet, then I have a genuine made-in-China, all-American MAGA hat I'd like to sell you. The credit card companies have done it before. They switched off Russians' ability to buy stuff when the Ukraine war broke out, remember? They just switched those cards off. Imagine what would happen if your credit card didn't work. Which would you prefer to go without, the bus or your credit card? I'd say at this point that we should worry less about China and worry a great deal more about Donnie Gruppenfuhrer. Government security experts do not believe there is a serious risk that the buses will actually be remotely switched off, and investigators do not think the kill switch function has been used yet. However, the findings will fuel concern about the level of Chinese control over British infrastructure after calls from Labour MPs for Beijing to be shut out of industry, rail, water and power. And you know who else should be shut out of industry, rail, water and power? Everybody! Every company that is currently in control of those things and creaming off billions of pounds of our money and giving us worse service should be shut out. Companies that are run exclusively for the benefit of people running the company should be shut out. But I suppose you think me saying that makes me some sort of liberal, woke, lefty, China-aligned commie. 0345-6060-973. Text 84850. Email nick@lbc.co.uk. If you're on WhatsApp, it's the same number as the phone. 0345-6060-973. Friday, Saturday, Sunday night at 10. Nick Abbott, LBC.
This is LBC.
Wellness. What even is wellness? Cleanses, routines, regimes, biohacks, stacks, scheduled, prestigious programs. I suppose so. But can it just be a cup of... Pucker Herbal Tea. Ah, pucker. Nothing beats nature.
If you bought a home on a holiday park in the UK, what you thought you were getting may not be what you ended up with. From unexpected site fee increases, running costs, a huge depreciation in value, many owners feel they've been missold. If you think this might be you, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive the compensation you're entitled to. Text ASSIST to 78900 to find out more. That's ASSIST to 78900.
At TfL, we're helping make roads safer. We're continuing to roll out lower speed limits because 20 miles per hour roads have already seen 24% fewer collisions causing death or serious injury. We're also improving junctions to help keep you safe and improving visibility for our bus drivers with new wing mirror cameras. Search TfL Improvement Plan. To the Mayor of London and TfL, every journey matters. Comparison of collisions data before and after implementation of 20 miles per hour speed limit.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
Are you trying to tell me that this is your act?
Yes, sadly, this is it. Messages from last night still. I'll wipe these up. This says, hi, Nick. It says, hi, Nick. I think Ms. Rayner, but I like Ms. Rayner, but I can't imagine her on the world stage. Trump would tell her to shut up, whatever people think of Starmer. He, him, good with foreign leaders. Tina sounds like Tarzan. He, him, good. Foreign leaders. Jim in Somerset says, if only Starmer could find a phone box, go in, tear his shirt open and reveal the S, and then come out and leave his nerdiness behind. Yeah, I didn't see all of it, but he recorded one of those videos, those cute videos where you walk towards the camera. I don't know why people
find it necessary to do that now. It never used to be the case. Some of the greatest documentary series that have ever been recorded, I'll give you The Ascent of Man or Civilization, it was just one old bloke with a close-up on his face explaining things to us. Why now, even if it's the shortest, not an hour long, it's like a minute long, but it has to be some sort of performance. They're practically doing somersaults just to keep your attention, waving their arms around like blooming windmills they are. And always the walking towards the camera. Stop doing it. It's completely unnecessary. It's distracting apart from anything else. Somebody's going to have an accident. Anyway, I saw a skier do one of those walking towards the camera videos, and it was I just had to turn it off immediately, because that's not him. He's not a performer. He is a dull functionary, which is precisely what we need after, you know, this catastrophic clown show that we just lived through over the last 15 years. Tim in Rusper says, I have to correct one of your messages. When Starmer goes, it will not be prematurely. He should have gone before he became Prime Minister. He has been a total disaster. I do believe that Tim is one of those people that has outsourced his thinking to whichever social media site he read last. He should have gone before he became Prime Minister. He's been a total disaster. Oh, really? What? As compared to what? This one?
This government.
That government? Or this one?
Absolutely.
How about that one? Or this one?
Yeah. Where?
Was he a complete disaster compared to any of those people? Jan says, Nick, I watched Batman Returns the other night and realised that Oswald Copperpot, also known as the Penguin, is quite clearly the twin brother of Trump.
It's being very mean.
Chris in Nottingham says, remember the time measurement for a prime minister was in years and even terms? Now it's in months. I think this needs looking into very strongly. Yeah. Yeah, it's like we've all become bored and impatient. Social media, I expect. Norman says, dear Nick, I tried messaging James O'Brien, but my text wasn't good enough to be read out, so I thought I'd lower my expectations and see if I can get it read on the Nick Abbott show. Wow. It goes like this. I tell you what's really scary, James, brackets, Nick. I'm actually beginning to wonder if David Icke has been right about an awful lot of things. I saw David Icke in, I guess it must have been X. I've been weaning myself off that soup of poison for a while, but every now and again I'll give it a glance. And I saw a message from David Icke, and it actually made sense to me.
What?
Yeah, I thought, yeah, that's right. Can't recall what it was off the top of my head. Probably the royal family is, they're wearing a skin suit. They're actually alien monsters underneath. Probably something like that. I mean, that just makes sense. Sanderstead. Hello, Simon.
Hello. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Very good. I've got some items for you to tick off on your Trump bingo card.
Ah, go ahead.
And these are, really going to, I think, give you big ticks for things that you've already predicted.
Okay.
And there's a fourth one that you won't have imagined in your wildest dreams.
Go on.
Well, the first one, you may have already heard of it, is the Arc de Trump.
The Arc de Trump.
You come across this.
Yeah.
250 foot high, so it's going to be bigger than the Arc de Triomphe, which is 164 foot, a mere 164 foot.
Yes.
But not quite as big as the one that Hitler planned, which was, I think, about 360 foot high, which he planned for Berlin to celebrate when it became world capital.
Right.
So far it looks like he's going to go for the design that's covered in gold and bling.
Of course he will, yes. Yeah, but this can't go on the bingo card list, because the bingo card list is things that haven't happened yet or haven't been planned yet. These are predictions about what he might do in the forthcoming year. And so far,
he's got the plans. He has the plans.
Exactly, so it can't go on the list, because he's got the plans already.
Right, okey-doke, I got you. Right, the other one, which is naming an airport after him.
Yeah, I got that.
I'm not saying to put it on your list. I know.
No, it was on last year's list, so the things that didn't get ticked off last year's list get brought forward to this year's list, because they were still predicted before the actual event or the thought occurred to him.
Yeah. Have you heard that he's basically withheld about $18 billion? Yeah. You've heard about this.
There's, hang on a minute. One moment, please. Just amuse yourself. I've got to, I've got detailed files. It's in here somewhere. God, there's so much paper, you wouldn't believe it.
Yes. Well, shall I help you?
No, don't. I don't want to be helped. Ah, here it is. Yes, this is a guy called George Conway. You remember Kellyanne Conway?
Yeah, I do.
Yes, the alternative facts lady. Yeah. Well, this is a guy who is a Democrat, and he's married to Kellyanne Conway. And he put a video on X. He says, I'm on my apartment balcony to illustrate how Donald Trump's corruption and contempt for the rule, both threatens our democracy and affects our everyday lives. The Gateway Project, a $16 billion effort to build a new rail tunnel across the Hudson River. It's the most important infrastructure project in the country, vital to the economy of New York and the rest of the northeastern U.S. The work has stopped, with thousands of jobs lost because Donald Trump illegally cut off the funding. Why? Because he wants Penn Station and Dual Airport to be named after him. So the fight against Trumpism is both about democracy and our economic well-being. It's one fight. It's either Trump or us. We can't go on with him for another 3 years, and that's why I'm running for Congress, says Sir George Conway.
Amazing.
He gets my vote, even though I can't actually give him one. But,
well, the third one, which is the one that I haven't heard about, is his other plan, which reminds me of the Hitler Youth, this one. He plans to stage a star-studded Ultimate Fighting Championship event on the at a temporary arena at the White House. So, I mean, you just imagine a cage fight on the South Lawn.
It's
glorious, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just, it's so him. Yeah, and it's so his cult fans. Yeah, they'll all drive NASCAR cars to get there.
There we are. That's it.
Oh, that's it. I thought you said there was a fourth one that I wouldn't be able to believe.
Well, no, that was the one. The cage fighting.
Right. Yeah. No, it can't go on the list if it has already been spoken of or planned already. These are only things that haven't been spoken of before. These are predictions, not reports. Good work, though, Simon. Thanks for that. 0345-6060-973. Matt from Worcester says, I find you're wearing me down gradually. I've definitely become a more cynical B-word since listening to you regularly. I'm not sure whether to take that as a compliment or not. I'm deciding to take it as a compliment.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. It says, if the Prime Minister goes, they should give him no pension and no police protection and take his homes away. Leave him homeless and he can see how they are living. Well, we should kill him and then bring him back to life and then kill him again. Martin in County Antrim says, £40 billion is ridiculous. This is the bill, supposed bill, for tarting up the Palace of Westminster. Liquor paint. £40 billion, that's £40,000 million. This would build 160,000 houses, costing, say, $250,000 each. At three people per house, this would house nearly 500,000 citizens. It equals a new city. Pull down Parliament and build a replica on the same spot. It would be much cheaper. Didn't Germany rebuild war-ravaged cities so that they look like the original? Enough for most people, says Martin and County Antrim. Well, we can't do that. It's the most important building in the country. You can't pull it down. I suppose we're stuck with it, whatever it costs. I just find that it's extraordinary that people who are supposed to be good at running things, as in the country, have let the place that they work in fall apart so spectacularly. I mean, you'd think that, you know, a stitch in time saves nine and all, that if they'd just done running repairs earlier on, that we wouldn't find ourselves in this position. And as I mentioned last night, there's two options that the MPs have. One is going to take 30 years, but this is off the top of my head now, I can't remember exactly, but it's something like it's going to take 30 years and £30 billion to do, and that would involve them all getting the hell out and letting the workers get on with it. Or they would still be able to stay there and, you know, enjoy the run of the place, like they do at the moment, and that it'll be double the price and double the time taken to fix it. And I betcha that they're going to vote for the latter. which will charge us poor dopes who pay taxes twice as much, and it'll take twice as long. What a way to run a country, eh?
Dreadful.
0345 606 0973. It's 10:30 on LBC. The news headlines with Tim Daly.
Volodymyr Zelensky says the White House has set a deadline of June to end the war in Ukraine. Two rounds of peace talks with Russia, overseen by the US, have failed to make a breakthrough. A man is due in court on Monday after being charged with murder on Merseyside. The 65-year-old was arrested after the discovery of the body of Delia McKinney, whose body was found in St. Helens in January. And police say investigations into the affairs of Peter Mandelson will be complex after finishing a search of his two homes. It's alleged the former British ambassador to Washington gave secret government information to the paedophile Jeffrey Epstein, although he denies the claims. LBC weather, rain and showers will move north overnight, allowing clear spells to develop further south. We'll see a low in some areas of around 6 degrees.
Weekdays from 7 a.m.
They have fatal incompetence.
Straight to the point.
What is the problem they've got over there?
Nick Ferrari at breakfast on LBC.
The country's going backwards. Growth down. Energy prices up.
Listen on our free Global Player app or the LBC app. Download it now from your app store. LBC.
Chase is the digital bank that boosts your savings to 4.5% AER variable.
A boost?
Yep. It includes a 2.25% AER boost for the first 12 months.
Are they being boosted now?
All the time. Bedtime, gym time, romantic dinner time. And soon you could boost your way to...
beach time.
Boost your savings with Chase. Search Chase Boosted Saver. 18 plus UK residents available to new Chase current account customers for their first 31 days. 4.41% gross interest paid monthly. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
Across the country, thousands of drivers are feeling electric about switching to an EV. And here's why. They can go from London to Sheffield on a single charge that could cost around a fiver. They're ecstatic about that and the exhilarating feeling behind the wheel. Plus, with charging made simple at home, they're always ready for the drive ahead. I can see why they're into it. Switch to an EV and get that electric feeling. Costs and range dependent on tariffs, model and driving habits. For full details, visit gov.uk/clean energy.
Big Motoring World are big on choice. But what does that mean for you? Well, we have thousands of cars in stock. So let's say you want a Mini, an electric one, in black. With a panoramic roof, Apple CarPlay, heated leather seats, rear view camera. Yep, there it is. Being big means we're more likely to have the right car for you. Big Motoring World, we're big on choice. See website for nearest store.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
Please.
0345 6060 973. Liverpool. Hello, Carl.
Oh, hello, Nesh. Great fan of your show. I don't think we've spoken before. You mentioned about China and components in cars.
Yeah.
It's widespread, isn't it, all that components? They're everywhere, aren't they?
Everywhere.
CCTV cameras.
Everywhere, yeah.
Everywhere. And, you know, I think it's a big problem because it is the potential to cause mayhem, as you said.
I didn't say that.
Well, we didn't exactly say that, but it was about, you know, it's...
No, I just wondered why people were concerned that we were buying buses from China, which may or may not have a kill switch on them, because there's SIM... they've got SIM cards on them for, you know, updating the engines. And I just wondered why on earth China would want to stop our buses.
Well, yeah, so on that then, the government cars have got, like, the chips in them from China, and all the CCTV chips made in China have been removed from government cameras.
Well, so they say.
Well, yeah, we don't know, do we? But,
I mean, we have more cameras pointing at us than any other country in the world, except for Beijing in China.
So it
seems highly unlikely that they would have got a man with a ladder to go around and change the chips in all the government cameras. I mean, there must be millions of them.
But they could affect all the cameras on the railway network, or, you know, like car. I think what it is, isn't it? It's an unknown, isn't it?
Well, America is an unknown. Like I said before, America can turn off our money. They can just flick a switch and your credit card won't work anymore, Carl. And which is the greatest danger that faces us at the moment? Is it China, which seems to be, you know, pretty quiet and placid, as far as we are concerned, or that great buffoon who's rattling around in the White House.
Mr. Trump, the orange tango, I think he's more of a threat, actually.
Exactly, yeah, so we should try to divest ourselves of as much outside interference as we possibly can, and, you know, as far as is possible, we should be self-reliant on, you know, the things that are vital to this country. And try to, you know, back away from Trump and all of that regime as much as is humanly possible. And absolutely, totally, and definitely don't give them our NHS data. I mean, what kind of a stupid moron would do that? Thanks a lot, Carl. 0345-6060-973. Carl said, maybe another Carl, don't know. We were talking about Tom Cruise films last night, briefly. He says, terrible Tom Cruise films, The Mummy and Cocktail. And do you know where I might get one of those toothless banjos? No, no. Not available in this country. Sorry. Well, I don't know about Cocktail or The Mummy. I didn't watch either of those two films. But I give you, I'll raise you American Made and Collateral, both of which are superb. Plus, he drove a motorbike off a mountain. What do you want? Thomas says Trump wants to name a railway station and an airport after himself, and the people should name the world and the people should name the world's largest sewage treatment plant after him. He'd spend the rest of his life trying to get back at you. You know that that's true. Let's have Trowbridge, Andrew.
Hello. At my age, my memory's going.
Yeah.
You got. If I kept on the phone too long, I'll forget what I was trying to phone you for.
Ah, make notes, Andrew, make notes.
Oh, that's easy for you to say. I have to learn to write first. Buses. Chinese buses. As a long-term computer user, I know full well what a update can do with a bit of a glitch.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you don't have to do it deliberately. They can probably stop them by accident.
Right.
That would be fun, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Well, so they're going to have a chip from somewhere. What difference does it make if the bus is made in China or it's made in, you know, Taiwan or Germany or wherever?
Yeah.
I mean, they're all going to have parts that come from somewhere else. Nothing that we've got. I bet you can't put your hand on one single thing that was made in the one factory from start to finish. Bet you can't. Probably can't put your hand on something that was made in one country from start to finish.
I don't think we've got that much time.
There's always going to be some component that comes from somewhere that could have some sort of failure, either built in or you know, introduced by accident, unless we make everything ourselves. And then the cost of absolutely everything would just go through the roof, and you won't be able to afford a thing anymore, Andrew.
No, nothing's perfect.
Yeah, okay. You're trying for material and missing. There's a big open goal there, and you missed. Email from Ahmed says, the orange buffoon, spelt wrong, stated the racist tweet of the Obamas was not him but a staff member. He pees on your leg and tells you it's raining. Can't stand that, well, he says fat sausage anymore, which is very, very offensive. Yeah, his aggressive attack spokesmodel defended him when she thought that it was him that had sent it. Oh, nobody's talking about this anymore. Move on, she screamed. And then Donald Trump said, when me... Wasn't me, yeah. Somebody else did it. Somebody took hold of... I mean, can you imagine this scenario? Somebody took hold of Donald Trump's phone while he was asleep, because this happened, I think, between midnight and 3 a.m. Something like that. And started sending out videos and retweeting stuff without Donald Trump's knowledge. Does that sound possible? Exactly. Belsize Park. Hello, Judy. Judy.
Hello. Everything is just so awful and terrible. So I've come up with something that might cheer us up.
Right.
That your bingo card.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're going to, before I say that, before, and you're going to say no, but I'm going to say hello to my lovely niece, Melissa, who always listens to your programme.
Oh, yes.
Anyway.
Can you say hello to your lovely niece, Nisa, who always
Melissa.
Listens to this show? Yeah, whatever. No is the answer to that.
Anyway.
No.
No, you may not.
Right, I won't do that then. I've got something for your bingo card.
Oh.
What is now given as the Film Academy Award of Merit each year is called the Oscar.
Yeah.
I reckon he might decide to change it and call it the Trump.
The Donald. Well, the Donald sounds a bit more likely. The Donald.
Donald.
Yeah, maybe, because anybody could be Donald, but only one person could be Trump. Yeah.
Yes.
It's the Trump.
Yes.
It doesn't really roll off the tongue very easily, though, does it, as an award. I give you, have just won, a Trump.
It wouldn't matter what it sounds like to us.
No, that is true.
It would sound like to him.
Well, so far on the bingo card for this year, I've got the FBI will find 12,000 votes and say that Trump actually won that election that he keeps going on about winning, that he actually lost. They'll find 12,000 votes out of nowhere and say, you know what, he did win. And then Trump will say, well, I should I should get another go around because, Joe Biden cheated. He's going to place his ice goons outside Democrat area polling stations voting day. And they will, randomly start shooting people or just slamming them to the ground, whichever takes their mood. And then the Democrats won't go to the voting booth that day for fear of dying. He'll appear on stage in military uniform. That's a holdover from last year. He didn't do it last year because they couldn't find one in his size. I'm going to say that every single time that topic comes up. He'll want his own film, like Melania's
film hasn't had very good...
Doesn't matter. He'll want his own one. And he'll want it... he'll want double the budget that Melania got. Melania got $70 million, and he'll want $140.
Can I also query something? You keep playing him telling people off for the way they talk about him, and he's saying, don't ever talk, I'm the president.
Uh-huh.
Don't talk to me that way. I'm the president of the United States. Don't ever talk to the president that way.
Like that.
Have you ever heard how he spoke about Biden?
Well, which particular instance?
Any instance that he ever referred to President Biden.
Sleepy Joe and, all that stuff,
Yes. Well, maybe people are just following his lead as to how you talk about the president.
You're being very mean, Judy.
I'm sorry about that.
Going to get yourself on a list,
I just thought I might try and cheer us up and maybe you might consider me my idea to put it on your bingo list.
Well, you can be our happiness correspondent. How does that sound?
Oh, God.
Judy, I think you need cheering up. Never mind about you calling to cheer us up. I think you are the one that needs cheering up.
Thank you.
All right. No, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Morgan says, hi, Nick. Love your show, but if you think South Wales and South England have comparable temperatures, you're crazy. Yeah, but I didn't say that. I was reading out somebody else who said that. Don't blame me for anything that happens on this show. This show was like this when I got here. Kevin Wallington on Starmer says, it was refreshing to hear him apologise, including using the word sorry, showing contrition, humility, compassion and empathy to the victims. The previous lot who smashed our country up, the four donkeys of the apocalypse, Cameron, Johnson, Truss and Sunak...
Absolutely.
...didn't use the word sorry for anything in the previous 14 years. It's the first time I've heard anyone in power say sorry for anything in years. Instead of trying to mug us off all the time, treating us like fools, just saying, says Kev in Wallington. Yeah, exactly. Craig says, after last night's budgie story, are you trying to say that seagull, the seagull my father saved and put under the caravan in North Wales in 1975... did not amazingly fly away during the night like he told me. I'm gutted, says Craig. Got very bad news for you, Craig. It's not living on a farm. And Phil in Ferndown says, you ever heard the Monty Python song, I Like Chinese? No. I can't believe that there's a song that Monty Python did that I haven't heard. I have not heard that. He says, have a listen, it's very funny. Also, I ate too much Chinese food last night and felt really ill today. Well, thanks for letting us know, Phil. As you know, as soon as anything changes, then I want you to alert us straight away. All right. 0345 6060 973. Friday, Saturday, Sunday night at 10. Nick Abbott, LBC.
Sunday with Lewis Goodall.
The Mandelson affair has exploded into one of the biggest political crises in more than 50 years, calling Starmer's judgment into question and sparking a backbench revolt from within the Labour Party as MPs demand answers. Join me, Lewis Goodall, as we cut through the headlines and ask, is this Starmer's Partygate moment? And with Andy Burnham relegated to the sidelines, who would be next?
Sunday with Lewis Goodall. Sunday morning from 10. Listen on our free Global Player app or the LBC app.
Tax is changing from April 2026.
If you're a sole trader or a landlord
with a turnover above £50,000,
you'll need to use recognised software to keep records
and send quarterly updates of your income and expenses.
There's no avoiding it. Tax is changing. Get ready. Search HMRC Making Tax Digital.
The new single drops. The world tour begins. As artists create the music we love, you could be right there in the mix. Calling all young creatives. If you want a career in music, then listen up. Global Academy have a new 6-4 music production course. State-of-the-art studios, practical experience, hands-on learning with music professionals. Awesome! Apply now at globalacademy.com.
Here at Southeastern, we know a bit of good news goes a long way, however big or small it may be. So we wanted to let you know that we're continuing to make improvements across our network. From sprucing up our trains and many of our stations to make your journey nicer, to improving the network to minimise delays, we're investing in making your journey with us better, one step at a time. Find out more at southeasternrailway.co.uk/betterjourneys.
Tesco Insurance are driving down the cost of motoring with 10% off car insurance. Take out a car insurance policy before the 15th of May 2026 and you'll get 10% off with club card prices. We offer a range of cover options so you can choose the one that's right for you. Save 10% when you buy or renew a car policy with Tesco Insurance. Search Tesco Car Insurance and get a quote direct today. Club card required. Excludes add-ons. T's and C's apply.
Leading Britain's conversation. Nick Abbott. Alexa, send a comment to LBC.
Everything is going extremely well.
You bet your life it is. Sam says, Nick, tonight I stupidly got into a Twitter argument with some Americans about why a few billionaires getting richer and richer might not necessarily be good for humanity. Uh-oh. Their stance was basically that I was engaging in the policy of envy, or the politics of envy, and it's up to the rest of us to become billionaires ourselves. I've come to the conclusion it's time to leave that site. Leave that site. I bet you weren't actually having a Twitter argument with some Americans about why a few billionaires getting richer and richer might not necessarily be good for humanity. I bet you were having a Twitter argument with some Russians who are sitting in a room with no windows with about 150 phones in front of them, just dialing that stuff in over and over and over again. Rage farming. Get off that site. I mean, I don't look at it for a while, and then I come back, and it's got even worse than I remember it before. It's just awful. It's a great poisonous soup of the worst of humanity. Get off that site. Chris in Stubbington says, hi, Nick, have you seen how much it will cost us taxpayers to fix Parliament and how it's in danger of burning down? Yes, Chris, I did it in depth, that topic, yesterday. And Jane in Cardiff says, can I just get a hello from you, not Welsh, by the way? Three exclamation marks, a black flag, and a crying, laughing emoji. Do you want a hello?
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
There's three for you. Let's have Oregon in, the US, on the West Coast, just above California. Hello, Andrew.
Hey there, how's it going, Nick?
Good, thanks.
You're right to be worried about America more than China, I reckon.
Yeah.
You know, that people are worried. I'm like, you made an oblique reference to Palantir getting all the NHS data. I'm like, sorry, how much are they paying for that? We're paying them to take our data.
Amazing.
I mean, what's that? I mean, if they wanted to give us let's put a finger in the edge of our mouth and go, $1 trillion, maybe we could give it to them. You know, but
It's got to be worth, I don't know about a trillion, but it has to be worth at least half that, and we're paying them?
Yeah, exactly. We're paying them for them to take all of our data, which they're going to then troll, turn into medical advances that they're going to patent and charge us for.
Well, I would imagine it'd be even worse than that. I can't imagine what they might be doing with it. I'd rather give it to the Chinese, frankly. I'd rather print it out on paper and throw it into the street and just take my chances.
I think a lot of stuff we're better off if we just go to a non-digital world.
Oh, yeah.
I think
that ship has sailed.
Can you remember the Colonel Boogie March, that song about Hitler and the four generals?
The Colonel Boogie March, not the Colonel Boogie March.
Oh, right. Yeah, you're right. I'm saying it like the Americans, though. But it's... I came up with a new one of that one, where you just replace the names. You start with Bannon, then Melania, then Miller, and then Donald.
Miller. I've forgotten about Stephen Miller. Now I won't be able to get to sleep tonight.
He's horrible.
Thanks for that.
He's like something out of a horror, you know, the
he really is.
Tales of the Crypt something.
He's the face that you see behind the person who's on the phone to the police in a film, who's telling the police that there may be somebody in her house. Yeah, he's behind you.
Between him and Steve Bannon, I find it amazing, everyone's ignored him in these Epstein papers. It's like he's all over it. He's best mates with Farage and half of the Reform Party. He's good mates with quite a lot of the Tories.
I think there's just a handful of people who have evil on their mind who are in the business of taking over the world, and they appear to be doing very, very well. I mean, they've they put a firm down payment on the Second World, and they're getting ready to buy the first one.
Oh, yeah. I think they've actually kind of got the First World.
Oh, yeah, I think you're probably right, yeah.
We're all sort of just following behind to find out exactly where we are, unfortunately.
Where you are is a pretty good place to be, Oregon. I mean, all you got to do is get some beef jerky and, you know, enough fresh water to last you through the next year or so, and then go up into the mountains where all these survivalists are. And as long as you take enough ammunition, you'll be just fine. All right, I wish you all the best, Andrew, but you're definitely on a list. Thanks a lot, mate. Beautiful place in the world, that's Oregon. One of the cleanest places I've ever been in my life. But survivalists, there's loads of them there. They come down from the mountains in their pickup trucks with their gun racks on the back, and then they go into the supermarkets and they fill up with all that food that lasts through a nuclear winter. I've seen it with my own eyes. In supermarkets where you can get food, and in the next aisle is the guns. I saw it. They sell guns in supermarkets. This text says, Nick, we haven't got anything to fear from buses. Haven't you seen Sandra Bullock's film Speed? Yes, I have. So we do have something to fear from buses. And Judy in Connecticut says, forget rain in Glasgow, it's minus 17 degrees here. Blimey. Minus 17. And that's Fahrenheit. Is that even possible? Heavy winds and frostbite warnings. It'll be minus 25 by 11 p.m. Eastern time. Could we hope for some cold drafts to blow in from the demolished east wing of the White House? It might be invigorating for the occupant, sort of like a cold plunge. And he does know a lot about wind. Well, that is undeniably true.
I know a lot about wind.
There's a lot about wind.
I know a lot about wind.
A lot about wind. I bet Melania knew a lot about his wind, too, before she insisted on separate bedrooms in separate houses in separate states. Ain't that right, Melania?
I don't care.
Doesn't care anymore. Problem solved. Witham, Alex...
Hi, Nick.
Alex.
I wanted to talk about King Samir in the White House.
Yeah.
So there are two stories. I don't know if you've seen them. One of them is just ridiculous, and the other is rather more outrageous.
Mm.
The first one, the American ambassador to Poland,
yes,
announced they would have no communications whatsoever,
yep,
with the Speaker of the Polish Parliament.
Correct.
Over outrageous insults to, yes, Donnie Groppenführer.
That's right. I have detailed files, so I'll leave me with that. And what's the, okay, other one?
The other one is the Canadian separatists in Alberta have been meeting with American officials because the Americans would like to try and get Alberta to become independent of Canada.
Right.
And these are becoming quite high-level meetings between the two sides.
Mm.
And the Premier of British Columbia has described it as actually being treason.
Yes, well, that sounds about right.
Yeah. And what's more is the Americans are said to be opening up a $500 billion line of credit to the Albertan separatists.
What? I mean, I know that the Americans are quite openly pouring money into right-wing parties in Europe in order to destabilize the European Union and split the EU apart so that the countries become individual nation states by which it would be easier to control them. I mean, I guess that's the plan. But they've been quite open about pouring hundreds of millions of dollars into trying to destabilize the governments of countries in Europe, including this one, including our own. And, you know,
well, I believe in their national security document, they specifically highlighted Britain and Ireland as well.
Britain, Ireland, Germany, France, Spain. Yeah.
Mm.
And, you know, the usual suspects are cheering them on are desperate for them to take over. The people who dragged us out of the European Union, promising us freedom and self-determination, want an American to take over this country and run it as a dictator. I mean, explain that to me, I double dare you.
Well, let's not forget as well, due to the Epstein file releases, you've got Steve Bannon having meetings with Nigel Farage and other far-right leaders in Europe.
Yeah, well, we
to try and create a Eurosceptic bloc.
Well, we didn't need the Epstein files to tell us that Farage and Bannon are close bosom buddies. Ooh, I take that phrase back. Ugh.
Yeah.
What a horrible thought. Okay, thanks a lot, Alex. Yeah, here's that story. The US ambassador to Poland, Tom Rose, has taken the unprecedented decision to immediately sever diplomatic contacts with the speaker of the Polish... Now, I don't know how to pronounce this, so I'll just say Sejm. S-E-J-M. That's the governing body of Poland. The speaker of the government, Volodymyr Zarzasty. It's probably not right, more or less. So the US ambassador to Poland has flounced out the room and says, I'm not talking to you anymore. That's pretty much exactly what happened. The U.S. ambassador to Poland, Tom Rose, said, as of today, we will no longer maintain contact or communicate with Marshal Zarzysty of the Sejm, that is the Polish government. And why has America flounced out of its diplomatic relationship with the Speaker of Poland's government? Because he wouldn't go along with nominating Donald Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize.
What?
Yeah. I mean, what can you say about this man? Obsessed much? Is it because Obak Arama got the Nobel Peace Prize and you didn't, Donnie?
Oh, shut up!
Is it? Zarzasty, the speaker of the Polish government, had issued a public statement on Monday in which he said he would not support an initiative of his Israeli and American counterparts to nominate the US President Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize. They wrote a letter and told him to do it. And he said no. And now the United States of America won't talk to the speaker of the Polish government. It's kind of like break time in a girls' school. Have you heard about Sandra? Oh, she's blocking Kylie because she didn't say anything nice about her new hairstyle. That's the level we're at. The US diplomat statement published on social media stresses that the relationship with a new left leader is a serious obstacle to the partnership between Washington and the government of Poland. Trump seems to think that he's been appointed world king, that he can decide the leadership and the policies of other countries. and that they must only say nice things about him or he'll use America as a weapon against them. You know, in the interest of free speech. I haven't got time. There's plenty more on this, but I don't have the time right now, unfortunately. There's nothing I can do about time. It just keeps on ticking on. Does anybody really know what time it is?
Rock and roll!
0345 6060 973. Text 84850. Email nicka@lbc.co.uk. And if you are on WhatsApp, it's the same number as the phone. 0345-6060-973. Friday, Saturday, Sunday night at 10. Nick Abbott, LBC.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and...
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock. The United States has given Moscow and Kyiv a deadline of June to reach an agreement to end the war in Ukraine. President Volodymyr Zelensky made the announcement after a major Kremlin attack caused widespread power cuts across the country. He also says another round of peace talks, mediated by the US, are likely to be held in Miami next week. But the security and defense analyst Michael Clark says there's been little progress so far.
We've not moved any closer to peace since March last year, because what the Americans call their peace plan is just a sort of a revamped version of the Russian plan, which is a surrender plan, and the Ukrainians won't accept it.
A man's been charged with a string of sex offences against five women and some allegations dating back to 23 years ago. 58-year-old Adebayo Adeyemi from Dartford in Kent was initially arrested in 2020 and is due in court on Monday. The Liberal Democrats are calling on Peter Mandelson to donate money to victims' charities because of his links to the sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. They're responding to reports he received a large payout after being sacked as the British ambassador to Washington. More now from LBC's Holly Harris.
The party's deputy leader, Daisy Cooper, is responding to claims Peter Mandelson was paid a five-figure sum after losing his job in the US in September. She says he should now hand over every penny to charities, and keeping the money would be a total insult to the public. Although Daisy Cooper's statement is only based on reports, she also says that retaining any funds would be a slap in the face to survivors. In the meantime, the police say investigations into Peter Mandelson will be complex after finishing a search of his two homes. It's alleged he gave secret government information to Jeffrey Epstein, although he denies the claims.
Buckingham Palace says the Nigerian president will make a state visit to the UK next month. The King and Queen Camilla will host him and his wife at Windsor Castle, although the full details aren't yet being announced. And the government's announced reforms to apprenticeships designed to help more young people join placements for skilled jobs. It wants to speed up the approval process and develop short courses. National Apprenticeship Week begins on Monday. LBC weather, rain and showers will move north overnight, allowing clear spells to develop over the south of the UK. We'll see a low in some places of around 6 degrees. From Global's newsroom, for LBC, I'm Tim Daly.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Nick Abbott.
Shut up.
Care what this guy thinks?
No!
Gail says, dear Nick, I'm just binging for the third time on The Sopranos.
Absolutely.
The more I watch it, the funnier it gets. I can now do a very good impersonation of Livy, which is Tony's mum. My husband keeps telling me it's uncanny. Well, maybe he's actually saying it's unfunny. Or uncanny. One of the two. Yeah, the thing with The Sopranos is, the first time you watch it, it's a little bit tense. Well, it's a lot tense. You're kind of on the edge of your seat because you don't know who's going to get killed next. Because there are major characters and they just, you know, they tend to die, which is a little unusual for a television program. Usually if they start, they start the program, then they usually end it alive. But it's not necessarily true with The Sopranos. And the second time and third time, and in my case, fourth and fifth time you watch it all the way through, then you can relax into it because you know who gets shot and who don't. and then you can just enjoy the comedy, and it's just richly funny. It's just it doesn't really seem that way because you're too terrified the first time you watch it. But yeah, it's definitely one of those things that's worth watching again and again and again. Like Breaking Bad. Merthyr Tydfil. Hello, Jeff.
Hiya, Nick.
Jeff.
I forgot to tell you last night that on First Minister's Questions this week, that's in the Senate, it was on Tuesday, February 3rd.
Yeah.
It's on at 1:45. I watch it for amusement purposes.
Do you?
Because
amusement. It doesn't sound funny.
Well, you know, there's been a couple of defecations from conservatives to the reform.
Oh, yeah.
And that sort of thing is going on. And then you get various characters. But I went to sleep with boredom.
Uh-huh.
And I was rudely awakened because somebody had said, the goose and cuckoo's been mentioned.
What?
The First Minister, I'll tell you the time, it was actually at 2:30 on...
2:30, yeah.
On Tuesday, the First Minister said, and I quote, it will still be possible to get a drink in the goose and cuckoo.
Now, how many goose and cuckoos are there? I've never come across a pub that's called the Goose and Cuckoo before.
Well, anyway, all I can tell you is that they were talking about road closures in Monmouthshire around the Abergavenny area. Well, there's only one Goose and Cuckoo.
Huh?
Anyway.
It's famous. It's been on TV.
Yes. And, it was quite a shock.
Yeah.
My jaw hit the coffee table.
Right. Well, you'll be able to explain that in depth, in boring, lugubrious depth to your your fellow imbibers at the Goose and Cuckoo.
Yes. And I can see that some of your contributors are concerned with this abuse of Welsh people that is taking place on your programme.
Uh-huh.
And you are getting yourself deeper and deeper into trouble.
It's not me. I haven't done anything, mister.
Well, anyway, I was Bannon has just said, he made a speech this week. The Democrats can throw all their toys out of the pram. We are going to make sure that they don't steal the election this time.
Every accusation is a confession with these people.
Yep. And I maintain, and the more I've thought about it, along with The Sopranos, the morality tale and the link between Trump and being Tony, I still say to you, Nick, that there are links or the possibilities with our friend doing his 10-year stretch, right? They put to one side the conspiracy charge. He pleaded guilty to 8 charges of bribery, got a 10-year stretch.
Mm-hmm.
It's in that conspiracy charge, the links between Bannon and everybody else in that seat.
Yes. Highly suspicious. Yes.
It's legs in it, Nick, and that's where it's all at.
Right. Okay, well, I want you to compile a full report and redact all of it. I only want to see black marks on the page and have it on my desk first thing in the morning. All right.
Certainly.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Cheers, mate. 0345 6060973. John in Valence. No idea. Valencia, maybe? He says, Trump bingo. He will want a giant golden statue of himself holding up bridges in New York and San Francisco. Yeah. Well, he'll want a giant golden statue of himself somewhere, doing something. No doubt. Ishmael says, Caroline Levitt is known online as Propaganda Barbie. It suits her. It suits her. It certainly does. Propaganda Barbie. Who apparently thinks that if she wears a cross around her neck, God won't hear her lying. How's that working out for you, by the way?
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah, you may be getting away with it now, but not later. And Mike in Salisbury says, somehow I think make liberal woke China aligned commies great again might be too big for a baseball cap. Yeah, you're going to need a bigger head. Let's see now. York. Hello, Jan.
Hello, Nick.
Jan.
How are you tonight?
I am super. Thanks for asking.
That's good. A couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, I got that cloud storage full message on my computer,
oh,
you know.
Oh, yeah, I got that.
Did you?
What a nightmare. It keeps telling me, oh, we can't give you any emails now because you're in cloud storage. What cloud storage? I've never asked for any cloud storage. I didn't pay for any cloud storage. I didn't want any cloud storage.
Oh, it's ridiculous, isn't it? Anyway, it got me thinking.
Yeah.
Will the internet ever run out of storage? So I did a bit of investigating.
Oh, yes.
And I looked on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it's extremely unlikely, because they'll just build more data centres.
Build more of it, yeah. Another wing on the internet.
But have you seen how much water they use?
Water and electricity. We are going to be fighting. We human beings are going to be fighting with robots for water and electricity fairly shortly, I would imagine. Because those psycho tech bros require such a lot of it in order to keep making vast amounts of money.
And because of AI, they're going to need more.
More, yeah.
So, you know, I think we are going to run out of water eventually.
Water, yeah, is a finite resource. I mean, they could keep making electricity in some way. I mean, you know, every living thing on Earth gets its energy from the sun. It doesn't seem beyond the realms of possibility that humankind could fashion some sort of efficient method of collecting the energy from the sun, because, you know, the solar panels that we got at the moment, not very efficient. But if you could just put a thin layer of it on top of a car roof, for instance, then it doesn't seem impossible to me that in a not too long period of time that we would have enough energy to go down to the shops and back, just, you know, from sitting out in your driveway on a cloudy British day. But the amount of power that these data centres require is just off the scale, and the water to keep them cool is also going to be probably be the death of us. Because I reckon that if the psycho tech bros had to choose between hundreds of millions of people dying through lack of water and electricity, or them continuing to be able to make money by providing us, you know, videos of pussycats riding around on a robot vacuum cleaner, then they'll choose the money.
Yep. I mean, with population increasing...
Yeah.
Water will run out, I'm sure of it.
Yep. We'll be rationed just so that the data centres can keep cool enough to run.
There's a week you had a bloke on that said population growth was unsustainable, didn't you? I think he's right. Definitely
well,
right.
Yes, except it's going into reverse. Yeah, there's most of the Western countries have a declining population now. And so, you know, fast forward 50 or 100 years, I haven't done the maths, Jan, so I don't really know, but it doesn't seem impossible that we could actually be looking at some sort of die-off.
You think so?
Yes.
Right. So we'll be okay, will we?
No, we're going to die. Did you miss that part?
Oh my God, it's awful, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you got to just chuckle through it, ain't you?
Yeah.
Always look on the bright side.
The second thing I want to say, snowdrops. Why don't you like them?
Who doesn't like snowdrops?
Well, you said last week you didn't you?
Oh, no, I didn't say I didn't like them. I said I wasn't really interested in having any, because it's a bit of a, it's a bit of a damp squib as far as a plant goes. It's early, so you're not really outside in your garden to enjoy them. And they're a bit of a, like, meh, you know.
You said you wouldn't cross the road to see them.
No, I wouldn't cross the road to see a snowdrop, no.
Oh, I mean, they're so lovely, aren't they? So many different kinds, and they've all got different markings on them.
Oh, please, they're all the blooming same.
No, they're not.
I know that this might sound racist, but all snowdrops look the same to me.
Well, that's because you haven't looked at them closely enough.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
I
haven't looked into their hearts.
And you were talking to the other Jan about them, weren't you? And she said she wanted to plant some.
Yeah.
And you said it was too late.
Did I?
Well, yeah, you did.
Well, what do I know?
And it's not too late. This
See?
Is the best time to plant them.
Exactly. Don't take any gardening advice from me, or any other kind of advice for that matter.
So if she's listening, I'm sure she will be.
Well, she's probably stormed off in a huff about that whole snowdrop issue.
The best time is now, up to the end of April, and you plant them in the green. You don't plant bulbs.
You do what now?
You plant them in the green.
What does that mean?
Well, when they've just finished flowering, they dig them up, and you buy them like that, when they've still got the leaves on.
But what do you mean you plant them in the green?
Well, that's what they call it. They're in the green. They've still got the leaves on.
Where is this green that you speak of, Jan?
That's their leaves. They're green. Come on. Come on, Nick.
I'm not following this at all.
Are you not?
No. I think I'll just throw them in the bin and be done with it.
No, that's wrong.
Yeah, I know. Snowdrops are people too, you know.
I just thought of something else, quickly.
What? Go on, then.
Last night you said something really shocking.
Yes.
You're reading a book.
Yes, I know. I'm reading a book. I have been beating myself up. Not even metaphorically, but I've been a little disappointed with myself for having not read a book in ever. So I thought, I can read a book. Why can't I read a book? So I picked a book that had been pleading with me to read it, sitting on the shelf there for years. And I started reading and I thought, oh, this is good. I like this. And I sat there for hours reading it.
Did you?
I almost got through a whole page.
Well, crikey, you'll have to get some more.
Yeah, I'll think about it. Yeah, I'll get to the end and then see how I feel. All right.
Okay.
See if it hasn't ruined my eyes, you know, what with the back and forth and the back and forth.
Well, yeah, that is a thing.
They will wear out eventually, yeah. All right, good talking to you, Jan. Thanks for that. 0345 6060 973 LBC.
LBC.
Turn ordinary into the extraordinary every day with the Lexus LBX. Whilst most SUVs are big and brash, the LBX is quietly bold and confident. Refined luxury crafted into a compact SUV. The Lexus LBX. What car's best small SUV 2024 and 2025?
Attention dogs, this is not a drill. If your dinner comes in dodgy brown balls or smells suspicious, at best, you deserve to know this. Butternut Box makes fresh dog food with ingredients you'd find in your human's fridge. In fact, some humans have even tasted it. For quality control, obviously. Anyway, let's hope your human was listening. Butternut Box. Fresh food. Happy dogs. Try Butternut Box today and get 25% off your first two boxes. Offer available online in the UK and Ireland to first-time customers only.
Oh, hello, love. Good day.
Right. Thanks for joining this all-staff meeting.
It's just you and me.
So, I think that we need to revisit tonight's dinner plans.
Okay.
Busy day. A lot of KPIs. Gonna need you to order some spaghetti, tomatoes, a bottle of white, and two sticky toffee puddings. Let's circle back after you've ordered an Uber Eats.
Sure.
When you've officed enough, Uber Eats, and get all your groceries delivered. Check out for terms and restrictions.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
I am not one of your fans!
Paul in Ealing says, wow, it is very worrying about how people talk about China as the government is a ray of sunshine. And then he's helpfully put a sunshine emoji. Look, the sunshine's smiling at me. Aw. Stop communicating with pictures, kids. It rather ruins the point, because he doesn't think that the government of China is a ray of sunshine. But he's got his... we sort of trip over the emoticon of a sunshine... of the sun smiling. So, from the top, wow, he says. It is very worrying about how people talk about China as the government is a ray of sunshine. This government is an extremely dangerous government and its use of soft power is amazing. People need to ask themselves what China is doing to other Asian countries, especially Hong Kong, Thailand and Burma. Yeah, well, there's people doing awful things all over the place. Do you remember when a country A much, much bigger and more powerful country invaded Venezuela after blowing up some people who just happened to be leaving the shores of that country in boats. They didn't ask good questions. They just killed them all first and then wondered who they were afterwards. And then they invaded Venezuela and they kidnapped their leader and frog marched him out of the country, spirited him away while he was blindfolded, and then stole all that country's oil. Do you remember that? Can you remember back that far? It seems like only last month. And no one's talking about it anymore. Amazing, really, when you think about it. New York. Hello, David.
Hey, how's it going there?
Good, thanks.
It's been a long time since I spoke to you. You've been making predictions about our fearless leader and what's going to happen, and I think it's true that he is a dictator. He's not like a dictator. He is.
Yeah.
And so it's obvious the next thing that's going to happen is a gigantic statue of Trump is going to be erected, maybe on top of that arch that he's planning in Washington, D.C. That's what I'm thinking. You remember... Remember, who was the leader of Iraq, Saddam Hussein, had that gigantic statue, and how many other leaders have done that? I think it's only a matter of time. So I have to say, for a long time, you've been predicting that the midterm elections won't be held. And I'm afraid I'm feeling that same way right now.
No.
You know, I'm just convinced.
America.
They're gonna have some kind of national emergency.
Yeah, that's it.
And he's going to say... We just can't afford the luxury of having this, and this goon squad called ICE is going to be his personal police, are going to shut down every polling station. And I'm afraid we're heading towards, we're going to become a communist country.
Yes, I think Americans have to wake up. You have to stop thinking that everything is going to be okay when the Democrats take back both houses and eventually, in a couple of years' time, they take back the White House. That's not going to happen.
It's very scary times.
It really is.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for taking the risk of calling. You say that kind of thing as a joke, but it's not really a joke anymore. That's where America is. You've got a spying network who is going with those Doge people that went into all those government agencies and then left with all of the information. That's what that was about. It wasn't about firing people, and it certainly wasn't about saving money, because they didn't save a penny. In fact, the American government is spending more now since Elon Musk went through, Elon Musk and his teenage henchmen went through and fired everybody. So it wasn't really about that. It was about taking the information. They came in and they downloaded everybody's information, then they left the building with it. And then you just cross-reference that to, facial scanners and all of the rest of the law and order infrastructure that you got going in America. And then you have the recipe for total, absolute and complete control. That's what's happening. You know, unless they're just nice people who are trying to do their best by the American citizenry. One or the two. Select. Helen in Lancashire says, King Charles is coming to Lancashire on Monday. They finally fixed the potholes in the roads. I bet they have. Yeah, I bet they didn't actually fix the potholes. I bet they resurfaced the entire road. Because where I'm living, it's an absolute catastrophe. I mean, the roads were bad before we had that cold spell. And then, it was raining and raining and raining. And so all that rain had percolated into the tarmac, getting in through all those cracks. And then it froze for about a week, didn't it? It was under zero for about a week. After which, the roads have turned to, they're like country tracks. You know, major roads. It's like the thing that leads up to a farmhouse. It has been an absolutely catastrophic winter for potholes. I mean, we had them bad before, but now it's just... Well, I mean, it just must be overwhelming. Councillors must be holding their heads in their hands, wondering what the hell they're going to do. Because they couldn't keep up before. But now, it's unreal what roads are like now in this country. It's like a third world country. You could lose your entire car in some of these potholes. But I bet they did. When King Charles was coming to Lancashire, I bet they not only fixed the potholes, they didn't just fill them in and smooth them out. I bet they dug up the entire road surface and relaid it. For His Majesty. He hasn't got any idea that the country's fallen apart because it's always freshly painted and looks its absolute best wherever he goes. Let's have Mill Hill. Hello, John.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, no, so I haven't got a lot to say, really. It's just my punt was that he should look for, you know, sainthood canonisation by the Pope within 12 months. That's a punt.
Well, Donald Trump, he wants to be made a saint.
Yeah. Why? Why not?
Well, okay, I'll stick that on the list. Yeah. It's just daft enough to actually come to pass,
Yeah, well, I'd like that to be on the list, and you can call me back. I'd like to win the prize, whatever it is. Is it 100 grand or a life peerage? Or
it's both of those things, 100 grand and a life peerage.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, I'll be up for both.
Okay, all right.
And ring me back when I've won.
I most certainly will do nothing of the sort.
I won't keep your number on my phone.
Okay.
Ring me back when you can. Thank you.
Right. Thanks a lot, John. That prize is not available. Always read the terms and conditions. Graham says, the Greggs sausage roll is all made in one factory. Oh, well, okay, you got me there. We found one thing that is made all in one factory. Jonathan says, when in doubt, blame an intern. If only Starmer could blame Mandelson on an intern. Well, okay, so we do Starmer because there was... oh, no, I haven't got time. God, is that the time already? Where does it go? Answers on a postcard to the following address. Georgie says, Nick, I would like to buck the trend and support Keir Starmer. He has done so much to move the country forward. Yes, the thresholds for heating and farmers needed to be adjusted, but I'm not too upset that he took away Richard Branson's heating allowance and put tax on Jeremy Clarkson's farm. He comes across as a truly sincere guy in hindsight. Mandelson was not the right choice and quite possibly not his choice, but many at the time gave it the thumbs up. That's right. He didn't know the extreme vulgarities of the man, and I believed Starmer's apology to be sincere, says Georgie. Okay, well, the papers haven't stopped kicking him, and nor will they, and the moment that there's somebody new in Downing Street whose name is not Nigel Farage, then they will continue to kick whoever that occupant is, until they get their man, Fagash, in number 10. Because bizarrely, the billionaires who patriotically live in other countries and yet control our media are determined to get that man in number 10. And you'd have to wonder why. Why are they so determined to get Fagash in number 10? Why? Curious, don't you think? It's and if it happened, it would seem like it would be their birthdays and Christmases all rolled into one. It is bizarre, though, how desperately they yearn for him to be in number 10. And anybody who is not him who ends up in that building is going to get the full treatment, like that. They're going to level their cannons and go at him or her, sexist, 24 hours a day until they get their way. And I feel that they can feel it. They can feel it so close. Oh, if only we can have a general election now. That's why they keep banging on about, oh, we're going to have a general election now. We must have a general election now. The country demands it. No, the country doesn't demand any such thing. I think that maybe they perhaps think, oh, we're so close now that if we have to wait, you know, another 6 months or a year, a couple of years, then the moment might have gone. And then we won't get our man there. I just think it's really bizarre how much they are so obviously yearning for him to be there. Like, why? Based on what? Very odd. Mill Hill, John, have I spoken to you? Yes, I think I did. I think I did spoke to John. I does good English. Mike in Salisbury says, Nick, for the bingo card, we'll have Trump Flicks, a cacophony of nationalist, populist, client media documentaries that in a few hundred years will be the foundation of Trumpianity. 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 Yeah, well, that makes as much sense as anything else I've heard. Yeah. I mean, you know, nobody's done more for religion of all kinds than him. I'm looking for it, but I can't find it. I've got too many of him to find these things when I really, really need them. I'll find it eventually. I could impersonate him doing it. Di says, Nick, I predict Trump will go on the planned moon rocket. If they manage to make a spacesuit big enough and add extra boosters, door widenings may be necessary.
Oh, shut up!
And Vanessa says, you looked great on TV. Very attractive. Ladies need to hear that. When have I ever been on television? I've never been on TV. Oh, no, that's a lie. I have been on TV. They did, I think it only lasted a couple of episodes, but there's a show in America called Soul Train. And they tried to make it over here, and they needed, you know, they need people like Top of the Pops. They got people in the studio, and when the music came on, the kids in the studio did the disco dancing, and I was for a very brief moment on camera doing the disco dancing. Can you believe that? And then they, as fast as they possibly could, they cut away to somebody who could do it better. Offensive. 0345 6060 973. It's 11:30 on LBC. The news headlines with Tim Daly.
The US has given Moscow and Kyiv a deadline of June to reach an agreement to end the war in Ukraine. President Volodymyr Zelensky made the announcement after a major Kremlin attack caused widespread power cuts across the country. The Liberal Democrats are calling on Peter Mandelson to donate money to victims' charities because of his links to the sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. They're responding to reports he received a large payout after being sacked as the British ambassador to Washington. And a man's been charged with a string of sex offences against five women, with some allegations dating back 23 years. 58-year-old Adebayo Adeyemi from Dartford in Kent was initially arrested in 2020. LBC weather, rain and showers will move northwards overnight, allowing clearer spells to develop in the south of the UK. We'll see a low of around 6 degrees.
This is LBC.
Go on, leave the never-ending laundry pile, quiet flat and empty fridge at home. Hop on the train and go into the workplace zone with Southeastern. Whether you're heading in for a change of scene, to share ideas, or enjoy a lunchtime chat with your colleagues, with our great range of tickets, we've got the one to suit your commute. Buy yours now on our app or website and pay no booking fees. So, go on, go in.
Southeastern. Okay, done. Move that and... Oh, new ways to invest.
Okay.
Foolproof guaranteed returns. Invest today.
All right, I think I will.
Way before you seal the deal, check if it's real and if a company's authorised by the FCA.
Oh, thanks.
Search FCA Firm Checker.
You know that feeling when your money is working for you? No? Well, make it. Open an investment account at XTB, make your first deposit and receive a free Rolls-Royce stock.
Rolls-Royce?
That's right. Own one of the best performing UK stocks this year for free. And if you like it, you can easily buy more stocks and ETFs with 0% commission. Join XTB and let your money work for you.
Your capital is at risk. Investments above €100,000 are charged at 0.2% commission. FX fees may apply. Limited availability. T's and C's apply.
Leading Britain's conversation. Nick Abbott. Alexa, send a comment to LBC.
Right, so what are we doing?
Given we are doing a radio show, I should mention, by the way, that Carol and me, we do a podcast, but we're taking a brief period off. We're going to be back in middle March. It's a problem-solving podcast, so we both hope that you don't have too many problems that we would have solved in the intervening period. If you store them up, then we'll get at them when we get back. But the Nick and Carol, the What's Your Problem with Nick and Carol podcast, is taking a break until middle of March. You know, assuming that we all live that long. Wellington in New Zealand. Hello, John.
Oh, hello.
Yes, John.
No, I'm Wellington in England.
Oh. Can you call me back when you get to New Zealand?
I was just for a minute, I was thinking, where am I?
Yeah.
Can I claim expenses?
What do you mean?
You know, for the flight back.
No, but thanks for asking.
I was about to propose, make a proposition to you on the air as well.
Yes. The answer is no.
But you don't know what it is yet.
Yeah, well, whatever it is, no. And furthermore...
No.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'll talk about Angela Rayner then.
Go on.
Angela Rayner, I'm a massive fan of.
Yeah.
And I believe that... I mean, I'm sad to see if Starmer might go, but if he does have to go, I would be happy if we had the first ever woman Labour Prime Minister.
Yeah. And you think that she would get an easy ride from the right-wing press?
No, I do not. No. And I've actually spoke to you about that before. But I remember saying to you about a year ago that they were already lining up. They had their tanks on her lawn.
Oh, yeah.
Totally about her upbringing and being a single mother and a young mother and all this type of thing.
Yeah.
But I do still hope that she goes for it. But something did amuse me no end yesterday on Tom Swarbrick's show. Some lady rang up and they were having an argument about this, that and the other. And but this lady that made a lot of other good points, she said Angela Rayner cannot be the next leader of the Labour Party. She cannot be Prime Minister. And Tom Swarbrick said, why not? And she said, well, she's not educated enough, this woman said.
Mm.
And then when they pushed the point and the argument went further, he said, well, what do you mean? And she said she doesn't have enough vocabulary.
Vocabulary.
So someone just made up a new word.
Yes.
It was fantastic.
To criticise somebody for not having a sufficient amount of vocabulary. Yeah.
I know. And then to comfort myself afterwards, I watched YouTube and I found a video of Harry Hill. Do you like Harry Hill?
I haven't really seen that much of him. He's the guy with the big collars, right?
That's correct. And yes. He used to be a doctor in the old days before he was a stand-up comic and then on television.
Right. Well, we're more in need of doctors than we are stand-up comics. Maybe he could do us all a favour and switch.
I've got more homework for you, though.
Go on.
Bad news. Well, if you look him up on YouTube, he appeared on Stars in Their Eyes.
Yeah.
With Matthew Kelly. And he did Morrissey singing This Charming Man. And I'm a massive fan of Morrissey, and I'm a big fan of Harry Hill, incidentally.
Right.
But I've never seen anyone do such a fantastic impression of Morrissey.
Morrissey.
It was absolutely brilliant. And then it got me to thinking, what would happen if Morrissey tried to do an impression of Harry Hill?
The world would probably it would probably disappear into its own black hole, I would expect.
Oh, for goodness sake. I meant to say, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, for heaven's sake, yeah. That's a flashback to a recent show, yeah. All right, thanks a lot, John. Gotta go. Okay, here's this story. This was in the Mail. The headline is, Keir Starmer's Labour is sleazier than the Tories. One in three voters say, and half of them believe the Prime Minister should quit. That's a screaming headline, in bold. Massive type. And I think statisticians will already be thinking, that's a pretty distorted headline there, judging by its own figures. So here's the story. I'll read you the headline again, in case you weren't paying attention. Keir Starmer's Labour is sleazier than the Tories, one in three voters say. Now, can you pick a hole in that already? I bet maths fans can. Almost a third of voters believe Keir Starmer's Labour Party is sleazier than the previous Conservative government, according to a new poll. Which, maths fans will tell you, means that over two-thirds do not think that Sir Keir Starmer's Labour Party is sleazier than the previous Conservative government, which would have been a bigger headline. I mean, I'm no maths expert, but I think that over two-thirds is a bigger number than almost one-third. The YouGov survey conducted on Thursday this week also found that half of voters think the Prime Minister should quit and a new leader should take his place, which means that half of voters do not think that Skia should quit and a new leader should take his place. And both of these results are remarkable considering the constant, daily monstering that the offshore, billionaire-owned British press have been giving Skia and Labour ever since their favourite Tories lost the last election. I mean, the propaganda machine has been in overdrive, and still half the country do not think that he should be replaced. I'd say that's a pretty amazing result. After the kind of attacks that I've only ever seen reserved for Jezza Corbyn and Meghan Markle.
No!
Yeah, that's her. Meanwhile, more than a third of the 2,210 participants viewed Skia's party as equal amounts sleazy and disreputable as the Conservatives. So a stench that clings on despite some of the sleaziest and most disreputable of the Conservatives' ranks having left what remains of their principles behind and joined the fag-ash bandwagon in the hope of keeping the money rolling in. According to current YouGov figures, government approval sits at 66% disapproving. 66% disapproval of this government. According to YouGov figures. Which would be incredibly damning a statistic if it hadn't been that way for 15 years. In May 2012, when David Cameron was Prime Minister, there was 61% disapproval of his government. In July 2016, when it was Theresa May as Prime Minister, disapproval was at 61%. In July 2019, when Boris Johnson was in power, disapproval was at 71%. In October 2022, when Liz Truss was Prime Minister, disapproval was at 77%. In January 2023, when Rishi Sunak was Prime Minister, disapproval was at 68%. And now with Keir Starmer, it's at 66%. But you probably don't remember that about the Tories, because the dominant right-wing press was largely on their side. The thing is, moaning about the Prime Minister and the government of the day is practically our national sport. If they had moaning as a discipline in the Winter Olympics, we'd have this stirring anthem playing out at every medal ceremony. It would be our fly further penile poison injection secret weapon.
Disgusting.
0345 6060 973. Hazelmere. Hello, Della.
Hello, Nick. Hi.
Della.
That anthem always makes me laugh. I thought that was some made-up thing, but it's actually real, isn't it? It was the son of... Is it? The Libyan something or other, wasn't it?
I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
You know that when you played God Save the King?
Oh, yes.
That was real.
Yes, that's right.
I thought that was...
I think Mr. Blobby stepped out of a plane and they played that stirring anthem for him.
Yeah. Wait.
Thereby perfectly reflecting his appearance at the time. Ain't that right, Bodge?
I can't comment on that.
Yes.
It was so bad, it was good. Anyway, I called in to talk about National Treasure and former newsreader Jan Leeming.
Oh, yeah.
She was in the news this week.
Was she?
Complaining about, yes, kids in restaurants, and oh, she went to a very posh restaurant called The Pig, and there were
the
kids.
Pig?
There. Yeah, it's, I can't, that's the details of the thing. But she went.
Hang on a minute, a posh restaurant called The Pig? That's a horrible name for a restaurant.
Well, yeah, wasn't the Dead Duck, or that one, wasn't it called
The Fat Duck?
Well, that's not very nice, is it?
The Dead Duck.
Nick, we can only aspire to be called the Goot and Cuckoo. That's the only establishment that's worth visiting.
Now, was this establishment in Hampshire, in the New Forest? Padstow?
I don't know.
Cornwall?
I thought it was Kent. I didn't say the details.
Kent.
It was...
Arundel.
No idea.
That's there or thereabouts, isn't it?
Possibly, yeah.
I'm trying to look it up, but I can't find it anywhere. The Pig a Michelin star? Tucked away in the British countryside, The Pig is a bunch of laid-back hotels offering restful escapes, seriously good food, and unmissable experiences.
Well, it certainly was for her.
Go on.
That, because she, there was a family nearby, and one of the kids was larking about and running around. Ugh. And when she went up at the end to complain, because it's a bit spendy, apparently.
Yeah.
And she, the one at reception gave her a right hump and just said, you know, it was sort of, you shouldn't be complaining about children.
Oh, my God.
But do you know, this is... It was a bit, you mentioned a couple of weeks ago about being on the train and there were two people eating a big Chinese was a patch.
Unbelievable. They pulled out of their carrier bags, I'm not kidding, about eight of those Chinese meal cartons, and they opened all of them on the table while sandwiching two poor people, window side. They had the aisle seats on a table of four. And these people that they didn't know were sandwiched in on the window side in a train that was so packed there were no seats, people were standing, the stench was unbelievable.
Disgusting. Yeah, like that. Exactly.
Yes.
It's just horrible. It just occurred to me, I've become less and less willing to go and do stuff because there's jeopardy that you'll pay a lot of money to do something and you cannot... No, seriously, you can't control what's happening around you.
Right.
Because... I like going to the theatre and I get those today ticks. You know, the leftover seats.
Oh, yeah.
You get, you know, one for like £30 if I'm lucky. But, you know, there are people, if they get a family of four, say, and you could pay like £400 for, you know, family of four to go to the theatre. If you're sitting next to some scumbag, you know, who's just shouting, screaming, singing along.
Or texting all the way through. Or
exactly.
or watching a video on YouTube, you know, without headphones, while the production is on. Yeah, that kind of thing.
But do you know any other thing where you can fork out that amount of money and have a bad experience and not get any refund?
Football.
I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Football.
Football.
Yeah, I mean, it could be the worst match you've ever seen in your life, and it just costs you £120 for two tickets.
All right. But yeah, that was the people, the performers. You kind of knew that was possibly going to happen.
Right.
It wasn't because of other people, because you didn't know how they would.
Well, you could get the seat next to the guy with the drums at a football match. Imagine? Boom, 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 all the way through for like 90 minutes straight.
I can't say I'm familiar with it, but it is funny that you should say that, because I did have my notes here. I was going to suggest that Jan Leeming should be the next president of FIFA. She's much better than that.
That infantilizing Infantino. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes.
I think so.
I'm on Jan Leeming's side. I think that kids should not be where adults... If you want to bring your kids to a place for eating, then make it one of those places that has got like a ball pit and a slide in the garden. You know, or just leave them at home, or leave them in the car. Leave them in the car.
Exactly.
Lock the doors and keep the windows closed.
No. You're going to be in the slammer at this.
Yeah,
week.
I know. Don't do that.
But another one would be she could be the next leader of the Labour Party. You know, now that Andy Burnham's not in the running, is he?
Yeah, well, not at the moment. No. Yes. Well, I'm on Team Jan. As far as that is concerned. No dogs, no kids. Because parents don't understand that other people don't find their kids to be an absolute delight. And parents can't hear their children, because I imagine that their children are just screaming at them all the time. So they just tune it out. And they don't stop them from running riot, because, you know, that would be compromising my little darling's freedom of expression. I mean, they just need to be... lifted up, like the whole table should, you know, like James Bond style, their entire table that they're on should just disappear into the floor and then come back up and the table is empty.
Oh, that'd be lovely. Fantastic.
Hey, you know what? If you've got, if any of those tickets, those cheapo tickets come up for, have you seen Back to the Future?
Yes.
All right.
Twice, on your recommendation.
Right, there you go. I think it's the best show. Well, it's the best show I've seen in town, easily.
It is. It's
so much fun. Yeah.
It is. But can I just say, one of the... Because Billy Crudup, do you know this guy?
Billy Crudup?
He's
can't
American.
Picture him at the moment, but yeah, I've
heard
of
the
name.
He's an American actor. He was in The Breakfast Show or something.
Okay.
Anyway, he's in High Noon at the moment, and I wanted to go and see that. And I just had the same thing. I just thought, shall I just watch the Gary Cooper version on the video in Grace Kelly?
That's right.
Should I just go all the way into London, then pay and just get some antichrist annoying me sit next to me?
Or there's two seats that are empty in front of you, and you think, oh, please don't show up, please don't show up, please don't show up. And then about 30 seconds before the curtain goes up, the tallest two people that have ever existed in the history of humankind come and sit right in front of you.
Exactly. God. I'll leave it on that note.
All right, thanks a lot, Dylan. Ta-da, 0345-6060-973, LBC.
Nick Ferrari at breakfast on LBC.
It's a scandal that continues to rip apart the establishment. Peter Mandelson and Andrew Mountbatten Windsor's associations with paedophile Jeffrey Epstein.
We decided that we would part company, and I left, I think it was the next day. And to this day, I never had any contact with him.
Very, very deeply indeed, carrying on that association with him.
There were questions asked of the Prime Minister.
Did the official security vetting he received mention Mandelson's ongoing relationship?
Yes, it did.
And of the King.
Charles! Charles! Are you pressurized? The police is not investigating Andrew.
As Epstein's long-term associate Ghislaine Maxwell is set to testify before US Congress, will the dodgy duo follow suit?
Nick Ferrari at breakfast. Back Monday morning from 7. Listen on our free Global Player app or the LBC app.
Across the country, thousands of drivers are feeling electric about switching to an EV. And here's why. They can go from London to Sheffield on a single charge that could cost around a fiver. They're ecstatic about that and the exhilarating feeling behind the wheel. Plus, with charging made simple at home, they're always ready for the drive ahead. I can see why they're into it. Switch to an EV and get that electric feeling. Costs and range dependent on tariffs, model and driving habits. For full details, visit gov.uk/cleanenergy.
On a windswept walk in Carmarthen, while someone tries to use your card details to hire a speedboat in Cannes, this is the moment you relax, knowing that Barclays Advanced Tech has helped to spot the fraud in under a second, and their expert team are on hand to close it down. So you can get back to being windswept. Oh, just one of the ways we're protecting our customers 24/7. Search Barclays Fraud Protection. Barclays. Make money work for you.
When you switch the family's unlimited plans to Vodafone, you save. So while Nan's learning to voice note,
can you hear this? Is this on?
You're saving. While your daughter's setting a new high score on her favourite game.
Get in!
You're saving. While your son's video calling his crush for 3 hours.
I love you more.
You're saving. Save more when you switch your family's plans to Vodafone. With Vodafone together. Eligible plans from the 30th of October. Credit check and terms apply.
You want £1 million.
I'd love £1 million.
So you enter the birthday draw and you think of a way to spend £1 million.
I'd deposit regularly into a retirement fund that safely tracks the market.
It's a lucky day and you win the birthday draw.
I can't believe it.
And you buy a snake and a superbike instead.
Yeah, baby.
Is it your lucky day? For your chance to win £1 million, just search the birthday draw and enter now. From Global and ITV. 18 plus UK only. No purchase necessary.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345-6060-973.
Hang on there, Nick. Listen, now, hang on. What I'm trying to say to you is this, Nick, right?
Here's a caller in Richmond in London. Angela. Angela. Too late. Let's have Stansted. James.
Hello, Nick.
Yes, James. Well,
nice to talk to you again. I spoke to you before, but this time I'm a bit more serious. So I hope that the people before me understand that sometimes you don't really hear the truth. And
well, some people can't handle the truth.
Well, I want you to be sitting down, right?
Yes, I am sitting down.
You mentioned a couple of things about Donald Trump. I don't want to get involved in all of the things that have happened. I want to talk about what's going to happen. Right.
Okay.
I was in Nicaragua about 1990, and there was only about 15 girls to one man. And I helped a family.
There was 15 girls to one man in Nicaragua?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, the Russians had gone through there after Afghanistan, and they went through there and anybody who was in charge of the Mosquito Indians or anybody against the communists were walked up in the jungle and shot.
Right. Well, you really have brought this show down.
Well, no, I want to cheer you up. Oh. The thing is that I went down there and I after the Civil War, and I managed to give back a farm to a local family who had lost it during the Civil War, and I managed to grow 50 acres of corn. And during this time that I was down there in 3 years, this country was very poor. 4 million had left and gone to America, and the country was left like it was devastated.
Is this a cheering up part?
No, no, no. The thing was that what you were asking about was what Donald Trump's going to do next.
Yes.
And nobody mentioned that the Chinese want to put a railway across Nicaragua so they don't have to use the Panama Canal because the ships are too big. And all of the Gigora Bank, which is sitting right opposite Bluefields, is the largest seafood in the Caribbean.
The largest seafood?
Largest bank of seafood.
Oh.
The Gigora Bank.
Okay.
Is the largest left seafood that the Russians would love to put
a net over.
Yeah, well, yeah, they want it all.
Yeah.
But the thing was, while I was down there, all these people, there was 35 shrimp boats, or fleet of shrimp boats, that were American. And I never went to America much, only once. And I was trying to get to this Denny's, Red Lobster, and all these things in Florida. And there was a queue going out the door, round the block, and I took a taxi, and it cost me a lot of money to find a Red Lobster or a Denny's that was didn't have a queue. And it was an all-you-could-eat buffet, and every American is there eating this shrimp and lobster and all these things from Nicaragua. If the Chinese and the Russians get hold of that, my God, that'll start the whole world of war over again.
because Denny's won't be able to put shrimp on the menu?
Exactly.
Right.
I'm not being funny. This is serious.
No, you're not being funny. No, you're being kind of, I don't know, what the word is, weird,
show.
Bizarre,
I'm on your
incomprehensible. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay, I've got to go, James. I've got absolutely no idea what that is about. I gave it quite a long while, but I've still got no clue. Paul from Ealing says, this comes to mind when people I talk to about China's government, Bertrand Russell saying, most people would rather die than think. In fact, they do so. Okay, also not very cheery. Paul says, let's try this one. Paul says, hey, Nick, I hear the Melania movie is due to sweep the board at this year's FIFA FIFA Film Awards. Trump's toupee is up for Best Supporting Actor.
I don't wear a toupee.
Doesn't wear a toupee. Dale in Andover says, I predict Captain Ego will legislate that all newborn males will have to have the name Donald as their first or middle name or face deportation. As for the ladies, all newborn females will have to have the name Donald as... will have to have the name Donald as their first or middle name or face deportation. Well, I didn't see that coming.
I'm president. I want to protect the women of our country. I'm going to do it whether the women like it or not.
Yeah, what's creepy about that? He's going to protect you whether you like it or not. Very threatening at the end there. Sam in Surrey says, oh my God, did you see the mouse that went past on the floor when Kemi Badenoch was being interviewed? No, I did not see a mouse on the floor when Kemi Badenoch was being interviewed, but what was it followed by? A plague of locusts? Fleas? Darkness? let's see. Who's been waiting the longest? Let's see if I can squeeze one in. Tooting. Hello, Jan.
Hi, Nick. Hi.
Yes, Jan.
I don't know. Obviously, it's only 3 minutes, is there? I have a few things to say to you.
Oh, well, you're going to have to pick one.
Okay, well, I was going to say something about snowdrops quickly and about the Kew Gardens Orchid Festival, but yeah. I'll go on to what I was calling
snowdrops
about.
Snowdrops keep falling on my head.
Now, Oh, well, I found about the king of snowdrops called Joe Sharman, who runs a nursery, and that expensive bulb that takes about 4 or 5 years to mature was a rare one that was nearly sold for under 2,000. But his Joe Sharman runs a nursery for snowdrops. He's called King of Snowdrops. Just that, I'll just say. But I'll move on. And at the moment, I know you love flowers. The Kew Gardens is having an orchid festival.
Yeah, I know.
And also celebrating the Year of the Horse and special displays for China.
Year of the Horse? I didn't know that. Yeah, the Kew Gardens has an orchid festival. Will it ever stop raining, though? I mean,
no, but they're having it's the Chinese Year of the Horse, so they've got a special focus on China.
Right. Okay.
So, but can I quickly go on to this thing about Trump?
Well, you'll have to quickly do it because you have about 30 seconds left.
Oh, no, there's not enough time. I'll call about it another time then, because it's about the ICE agents being withdrawn from Minneapolis and the problems about Trump wanting to seize the voting of America. But I'll call about that another time because it's quite interesting, that one.
Okay.
You don't want to speak to me after the news.
Unfortunately, those the rules forbid it, Jan. I'm sorry about that. I mean, I don't make the rules. Well, okay, I do make the rules, but I have no sway in whether they're followed or not. Okay, I do have sway to whether they're followed or not, but there's absolutely nothing I can do about it.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and
play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation, this is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at midnight, Peter Mandelson's facing demands to return the payoff he received after being sacked as the British ambassador to Washington. Reports are suggesting the amount could run into tens of thousands of pounds. The Liberal Democrats say any money received should go to victims' charities because Mr. Mandelson's association with the sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. LBC's Guy Stewart says Saturday was another difficult day for the Prime Minister.
It's reported his former deputy Angela Rayner advised him to never give Lord Mandelson the job. Opposition parties say Sir Keir is finished. Even former Prime Minister Gordon Brown reckons he's in a serious situation. Sir Keir Starmer's allies are adamant, though, he's not going anywhere.
Police say investigations into the affairs of Peter Mandelson will be complex after finishing a search of his two homes. It's alleged the former British ambassador to Washington gave secret information to Jeffrey Epstein, although he denies the claim. President Trump and the Israeli Prime Minister are to hold a meeting over Iran's nuclear program on Wednesday. Benjamin Netanyahu will be in Washington for talks after negotiations began between Tehran and the US last week. Volodymyr Zelensky says the White House has set a deadline of June to end the war with Russia. He's also been paying tribute to the country's rescue workers after a major Kremlin attack caused widespread power cuts. Russia has been targeting Ukraine's electricity grid, while forecasters say temperatures there will drop to minus 14 degrees soon. Inna Sovsun is a Ukrainian MP. Earlier in the week, she was telling LBC power shortages were having a major effect.
There are people on the one particular neighborhood, and it's a big neighborhood, it's roughly 500,000 people living there, who didn't have heating since January 9th. They're living in terrifying conditions. The city administration, the government are setting up the heating spaces. Different malls are setting up heating spaces.
Police in South Wales say the teenager who died after being seriously injured near Caerphilly was a 17-year-old called Tristan Shea Kerr. Five people are still being held and officers were sent to Abertreedor on Thursday. And tear gas has been fired by Italian police during a protest near one of the Winter Olympic venues in Milan. Thousands of people were demonstrating against the environmental impact of the games. Firecrackers and smoke bombs have been set off by some activists earlier on. LBC weather, rain and showers will move northwards overnight, allowing clear spells to develop further south in the UK. We'll see a low of around 6 degrees. From Global's newsroom, for LBC, I'm Tim Daly.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Nick Abbott.
Okie dokie. Boys?
Paul says, no, I've read that one. God, started the hour on a bad note. Jay says, no, starts with no. No, the rich billionaire and the more money they've got and the less money everybody else has got, it's probably going to help humanity because eventually it's going to be pitchforks at dawn. All one sentence, no punctuation. Pitchforks at dawn. Yeah, they've got drones with bombs on them. I don't think pitchforks are going to work. Gail in Saddleworth says, hi, Nick, did you hear about Honest Bob Jenrick and Cruella Braverman accidentally voting with Labour to lift the two-child benefit cap this week? The numpties went into the wrong voting lobby and then got trapped when the doors were locked and then voted against the Reform Party's line, so they actually did a good thing, but by mistake. Bet they're fuming, says Gail. Yeah, the Conservative Party really have lost their best people, yes?
No.
Not really, no. I bet Kevin Badenoch is absolutely delighted. She's taken out the trash. Tottenham, Maya.
Hello, hello, Nick. Talking about Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know the character? There was the character of the bully Biff Tandon.
No.
In Back to the Future.
Biff Tanner.
Biff Tanner, the town bully.
Yes.
And in Back to the Future 2, he owns a casino, mm-hmm. and there's a statue built for himself.
Yeah.
And he lives in this four-story mansion.
Uh-huh.
And his wife has to have cosmetic surgery.
Is that reminding you of anybody?
A president!
You'll never guess who the writer based the character on.
Well, of course. Yeah, we know him very well. He's been an almost permanent fixture in our lives for what seems like an eon now. Yeah.
And he had blonde hair. He had the blonde crisp as well, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, it's perfect.
The poor writer was trying to tell us something and we didn't listen.
We didn't listen. It was right there in front of us for decades and no one really was paying attention. Yeah.
Yeah, it really was a case of Back to the Future. It really was.
I think that Donald Trump is a combination of Biff Tanner and Cartman out of South Park.
He's Biff Tanner, yeah, definitely.
Now he's the most powerful man in the world. Oh my God, the human race has taken a wrong turn. All right, thanks a lot, Maya. Tony says, you have forgotten one thing. Not only is our money controlled by America, our nuclear bombs are controlled by America. Let's get into bed with China right now, if you ask me. Yeah, they're beginning to seem better and better by the day. That is true. Your credit card is probably controlled by one of two companies, both of which have history of turning off the ability for an entire country to entire country's people to pay their way. Russia. When Russia attacked Ukraine, the two big credit card companies switched off the ability of Russians to buy things. I think it was either outside. I think the Russians couldn't buy things outside their country, but they could buy things inside their country with their credit cards. I may have some of these details wrong, but it was there or thereabouts. Which is pretty alarming that they can do it so specifically. So they can really stop you from buying anything that they don't want you to buy. Or rather, that Donald Trump doesn't want you to buy. Because all of the evidence that we've seen so far is that every single person that Donald Trump has gone after has removed their spine for him and just laid down on the carpet and begged him to use them as a rug. I mean, it's, you know, the richest legal firms, the richest universities, the richest media companies, all of them prostrated themselves in front of the tangerine screen and begged him to use them as he sees fit. Thank you, sir. May I have another? So if you think that the banks and the credit card companies and all of the rest of it won't acquiesce to his every purple demand, then I think you've got another thing coming. I'm just saying. I'm not saying that it's going to happen, but I'm just saying that they have the ability to make it happen, and yet people are worried about China turning our buses off so we'd have to get out and walk. Big deal. Epsom. Hello, Brian.
Hello.
Brian.
How you doing?
Good, thanks.
I just want to talk about Trump because I have a weird story to tell you, Nick. It's one that a lot of people will be confused about the situation because I got a friend called Juan. His family's from Brazil, like I am as well. And his parents got iced out in Texas, and unfortunately, both were in prison for a while. And the dad got sent back to Brazil, but the mother got to stay in the U.S. And that's a situation that's so confusing for a lot of people. Not a lot of people will know about this kind of situation, which is weird to talk about.
Well, you know that five-year-old that they arrested in the freezing cold, and they used that five-year-old as to tempt the mother out of the house so that they could arrest her, and they wanted to arrest his dad as well, and they eventually did. This five-year-old, and the judge said, well, you must release this five-year-old because this is an absolute outrage. And Donald Trump's goons said no, and they put him on a plane and sent him to Texas, a five-year-old.
Yeah.
And then eventually they released him, and you think, well, you know, finally some sort of sanity is prevailing. And apparently the Trump regime is determined to deport that five-year-old. They're still trying. They're still going to try and do it.
Well, it's a crazy story, because the other part about this family, Nick, is the fact that these were pastors out in Texas. They had a huge really? Community of people helping them, the community, on a regular basis.
Right.
This pastor would challenge a lot of people who came with fake documentation to go home.
There doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason for it, and so it has to be something other than what it looks like. And I think what it actually is to just instill fear into the general population that you cannot question the regime. And if you do, then we will take you by the back of the head and we will slam your face into a wall, and then we might shoot you and we'll get away with it. That's what it is.
Yeah. And I used to be somebody who think with Trump was a good thing, but I'm worried for all my friends now, especially as a Brazilian myself. And just to let you know, Nick, about a situation here that I'm facing through. From 2020, the cap of you paying for your visas and all the fees included in the UK has gone from £2,500 to £5,000. I don't have any money to pay till April 6th. My visa will end in April 6th, and I'm requesting even people from my community to help me raise the funds so I can stay here, because aside from helping my family here in the UK, I help the community out in Hammersmith. I go to a church called St. Paul's, and so I've been trying to do my best here. But everything is expensive. Everything is going through the roof in this country.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, I wish you all the best. Thanks for that, Ryan. 0345-6060-973. Somebody who is actually doing good work for their community. As opposed to, some guy with a beer in one hand and a fag in his mouth who is trying to attach a Union Jack halfway up a lamppost and calling it patriotism. And then the council has to spend £250,000 coming after him and taking all of those stupid flags down again, because, zip-tying a flag to a lamppost is not really very safe, because at some point it's going to fall off, go over somebody's windscreen, and they'll drive into a bus queue. Patriots, they call themselves. Yeah, I would swap a random number of those supposed patriots for anybody that arrives on a boat at Dover. One in, one out. Mike in Bromley says, forget about buses and speed. What about the Father Ted episode, Speed 3, where the milk float will explode if it drops below 3 miles an hour? I've never seen Father Ted, so I don't know whether that's a thing or not, but that is an amusing scenario. He said, I think we should be told if our milk floats are made in China.
China.
It is remarkable how long we've been living with electric vehicles, don't you think? I mean, back in the 60s and 70s, they had electric vehicles. Lots of them, too. Everybody used to get their milk delivered. And there's a picture in, I think it's either the Design Museum or the Victoria and Albert. I couldn't believe the legend underneath. It was of, I think it was about 1900 in New York. Maybe 1895, 1900, something like that. And the legend, and it was a picture of cars and, you know, men dressed in the clothes of the era. And the legend underneath said, in this period, every cab in New York was an electric car. Yeah. 1900. Every cab in New York was an electric car. And then the oil and gas companies got involved, and we've been breathing their product ever since, to the detriment of us all. 0345-6060-973. Oh, I've still got your Beckham family update. I forgot about that. And plenty else besides. Here is calling Carnforth, Annie. Hey, up, Annie.
Hey, up, Nick. How you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Good, good. I was going to talk about fag ash, but actually I just wanted to comment on what somebody said about some caller ringing up about Angela Rayner and saying she didn't have enough vocabulary.
Hmm.
I think what she meant is that she doesn't speak with an RP accent.
Right.
She didn't go to... parents were stupid enough not to send her to private school.
Yes.
She didn't go to Oxbridge to do PPE and then become a SPAD and then become an MP.
And I think that that feeling that she's not really quite the thing is going to be felt by a lot of people, whether they notice that they're feeling this or not. There's going to be a certain undercurrent of, oh, no, she's not the right type.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, she's too working class, inverted commas. She speaks with a strong accent, and also she's a woman. I mean,
women
always get, you know, a lot more flack.
A lot more.
There's a female Green candidate for this upcoming by-election. She's getting flack from the media, apparently because she's a plumber and a gas engineer, but apparently she's not a real one. obviously because she's a woman, you know.
Yeah.
You can't be a woman and be a real plumber. Or
I mean,
a
she could come with the plumber and maybe make him a cup of tea while he's doing the work. Yeah.
Carry his bags, but she's not a real one. There'd be all that going on. But you know, you were saying, I don't know whether you were joking when you said about, oh, you didn't know why the right-wing media is so determined to get fag ash into number 10.
Well, I mean, it could be all sorts of things. I mean, I think that the Trump thing and fag ash and reform are all part of a movement. I mean, they're all, it seems to me that they're all backed by the same people. They're probably funded by similar organizations. It's part of a... I mean, I know it sounds like hyperbole, and it sounds a bit crazy, but I think that the people who have all the power and the money now, which is a small handful of psycho tech bros, they want to take over the world. I mean, I know that sounds crazy and James Bondish, but they appear to have already taken over America, and they've got their eyes on Europe.
Yeah, but it's not only them, it's things like the fossil fuel industry. You know, this is why Farage is like, you know, doesn't really believe in climate change, in inverted commas, you know, because he's funded by them. And so, and you just, everything will be deregulated. You mark my words, if they get in, they'll deregulate everything, which is what Trump's done. So, you know, we can just pollute every river, the sea, the air, absolutely everything.
For the benefit of the profitability of major international corporations, everything is off the table.
Exactly. And then they'll cut taxes, especially for the rich.
For the rich. Well, only for the rich, I would think.
Yes. And so completely destroy their welfare state, privatise the NHS and probably other aspects of the welfare state. They'll all be very happy. I mean, the filthy rich billionaires and... that's obviously why they want to get him in.
It seems... A likely a possibility. I mean, the other possibility is that the offshore billionaires who own Britain's press have read Reform's manifesto, and they thought, yeah, that's exactly what this country needs, and and that as a possibility, I'm not so sure.
Oh God! And I mean, the thing is, it's quite uplifting that the Greens are doing so well. And the bookies have got the Green candidate this upcoming by-election as the, you know, odds-on favourite.
Yeah.
So.
And you rewind a couple of years, and there's absolutely no way that you would have seen that coming, that the Greens would have tripled their standing in about a month. I mean, it's absolutely extraordinary. So people think, oh, you know, all this stuff that's going on will never survive, and nothing is going to be nice again, and, you know, woe is us, and things can change in a moment. And, you know, it could be that we go through a period of sort of living under what would look to us now like a dictatorship, and everything might get awful. But, you know, things eventually do change. Let's just cross our fingers and hope that eventually it doesn't take too long.
Yeah, I mean, things absolutely can change. I mean, the thing about the Greens is they got themselves a new leader. Yeah. Charismatic.
Well, that's it. That's him.
It to them.
It's 100%
him. Does not take any rubbish off
right.
the media.
Talks, you know, like a real back. Person, yeah.
Yes. Absolutely, and so does the candidate. She's from Manchester. She's very local. She's a plumber. You know, she's actually a real person who has a real, you know, like a who has a real job in the real world,
yeah.
Not somebody who's, like I said, just been to Oxbridge and
but
then.
What's extraordinary to me is that the reform now, they used to pretend that they were the anti-elite party, but of course they're not. They're funded by billionaires. The man who's leading them is a millionaire. His dad was a stockbroker. He was a city trader. I mean, it doesn't get more elite and establishment than that. I mean, it's absolutely comical that they affect to be anti-establishment. But, I can't remember. Oh, yeah. But there's a feeling now that this is their golden opportunity, that the goal is open and they have to score right now, which is why they keep saying, oh, we must have a general election now. We must have a general election right now. The country wants a general election because I think that they're frightened that if they leave it for a while, that the air is going to go out of their balloon.
Well, also, I mean, they're just taking on all the absolute rubbish out of the Tory party. I mean, soon people are going to realise that there'd just be so many ex-Tories yeah. in it.
Well,
they're thinking, oh, well...
That's true, yes. I mean, they fashioned themselves as not the Conservative Party.
Yeah.
And now they are the sort of backwash, the dregs of the Conservative Party.
Yeah.
All of the people that you hated when they had a dark blue rosette have now sporting a light blue rosette and kidding their different people. Irani, I've got to go, but thanks for that. 0345 606 0973 LBC.
This is LBC.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France message. Craving an unforgettable destination where culture, history, architecture, romance, and the excellence of French gastronomy all meet? With Air France, Paris and all its delights have never been closer. Starting March the 29th, enjoy twice daily flights to Paris from £98 from London Gatwick, return including tax. Elegance is a journey. Air France. To book and for terms and conditions, visit airfrance.co.uk.
Switching to Virgin Media's lightning-fast broadband is easy. We'll handle everything for you. That's smooth broadband and smooth switching. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat powering through open-fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Visit virginmedia.com. New customers only. Virgin Fiber areas. Restrictions and credit checks apply. No setup fee. Online only. Terms apply.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
Would you mind telling me what this is all about?
This is your Beckham family update. In want of stories about Meghan Markle. You remember Meghan Markle, don't you?
Boo!
Yeah, that's her. In want of stories about Meghan Markle, who seems to have gone quiet lately, I am now delivering you your Beckham family update. These are all headlines on the same news site on the same day. David Beckham gushes, "I love you, Mum," as he enjoys family pie and mash catch-up at their favourite spot in Essex. Brooklyn and Nicola want to adopt amid their fallout with the Beckhams. Victoria Beckham scores another win as sales of her makeup brand boom following release of £104 foundation, and fans continue to side with her after Brooklyn's statement. Spice Girls fans descend into a frenzy as they... I bet they didn't. They descend into a frenzy as they spot two lucky members of the Beckhams staff who got a front row seat to the band's iconic reunion concert at Victoria's lavish home. Nicola Pelt's sister shares cryptic post following claims the heiress and Brooklyn Beckham plan to adopt amid family feud with David and Victoria. Jackie Apostle, 30, shows her support for boyfriend Cruz Beckham, 20, in a very cheeky way, after musician shared racy promo for new single. Brooklyn Beckham cooks up a feast fit for a family in his latest cooking tutorial, but has to tuck into it on his own amid estrangement, as wife Nicola Peltz puts the boot in again by sharing tributes to her close siblings. Brooklyn Beckham weaponized his shared passion with father in latest crushing blow. Here's why covering up his tattoo will be a dagger to David's heart. Nicola Peltz, billionaire's father, Nelson. Nicola Peltz's billionaire father, Nelson, breaks his silence on Beckham feud. And Brooklyn Beckham and Nicola Peltz hold a magical crystal ceremony to mark the full moon amid bitter fallout with his family. It's a full moon crystal ceremony. Now you're all caught up. New Malden, Ahmed.
Oh, hello. Greetings, Nick.
Hi. Hello.
I phoned in for to comment about Trump, but can I quickly mention, I'm glad you're not discussing Keir Starmer, the Prime Minister, this evening.
Well, I have mentioned him.
Oh, yeah. You have? Mm-hmm. You? Okay. Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I mean, of course, he's not my favorite person, and he's not what the leader of a country as a prime minister should be, true. But he is, I think he basically is a decent guy, and he just fell for the charm of Prince of Darkness.
Yes.
He should be crucified, not Keir Starmer, as did
the country. I was talking about this last night. The country thought when Mandelson was appointed, the feeling in the air was, oh, yeah, right. I mean, we don't really like him, but, you know, if you're going to have to deal with Donald Trump, you're going to need a sort of a Trump whisperer, someone who is, you know, practicing the dark art, somebody who can hose him down with flattery while getting what this country needs. And I couldn't think of anybody that would fit that description better than Mandelson, and neither could anybody else.
Well, and no one's mentioned so far, I think the reason he appointed Mandelson is that his Trump card would have been through Jared Kushner, because he didn't know. I mean, obviously, Jared Kushner seemed to have a hold on Trump at the moment.
Mm.
He's everywhere without portfolio or anything.
He's
everywhere.
He's like...
So that was the thing, because also, of course, Mendelssohn's communication skills, apart from contact and so on, obviously, he had that charm.
Right.
You know, no doubt about that. But he has been totally out of order, what he has been doing. Other things I couldn't understand, why was he prancing around at Epstein's mansion or residence in his underwear?
Well, we don't know that he was prancing, of course, because it's a still image. And he seemed to be looking, I don't know, maybe he was thumbing through the Grattan catalogue looking for some action slacks. But that he was in his underwear is, you know, I've got no idea. But we know that what Epstein was into is not what Mandelson liked at all. So you know, the sex part wasn't part of the attraction. It was, I'm sure that Mandelson was interested in the money, honey.
Yeah,
and maybe indeed. This Epstein guy, you know, for he's absolute despicable human being in every way, shape, and form. But
well,
so many rich people seem to be in his orbit. Maybe he was actually, you know, one of these sort of evil people that was very, very charming.
He was indeed. I think that was, you know, that was his charisma, you know, that to attract these other rich people and or less rich people like Mandelson. I mean, they all look up because he had a private island and so on. And they all sort of got drawn into it.
I find it curious, by the way, that all of the redactions that have come out, I mean, they've made a big song and a dance about, well, we've released millions and millions of these files. We haven't read a single name of anybody that has been implicated in anything, you know, untoward. That, not one single person, like famous or otherwise, any one of these rich people, all the names on the emails saying, you know, I'm coming over, you know, bring your best girls or whatever the hell it was that these people were saying to each other, all of those names are blacked out. Why is that? Not protecting the victims?
Yes. I think only one. Everything has been redacted. I mean, that is just. You know, the actual evidence is all redacted. So what's the point?
Yeah, I'm sure the actual evidence.
There are so many other files.
I'm sure the actual
have not been released yet.
I'm sure the actual evidence is in a bin underneath a shredding machine.
Well, yeah. Can I just quickly mention about Trump, please?
Go on.
Yeah, I mean the thing is, Trump, he has crossed all the red lines as a leader of. Free world, democratic world, and so on. But there's nothing democratic about him. And he's totally violating the U.S. Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
He's obviously, you know, without checks and balances. He's just running the country as his own business.
Well, he's running the country like it's a mafia protection racket.
Absolutely.
It is at the moment, because their own citizens are terrified. He's terrorizing just about everyone. And I'm just wondering how long the leaders of Western countries are going to just sit back and not say anything.
Yeah. Yes.
Well,
some are. I mean, Mark Carney in Canada.
He's the only
has
one.
Said, well, the Donald Tusk in Poland, he's said pretty strong things, because the... You know, the ambassador, the American ambassador to Poland has just stormed out in a hissy fit because the Speaker of the Polish Parliament refused to endorse Donald Trump for a Nobel Peace Prize. He's still after that.
Well, that is just a joke. I mean, even for 1st of April, that wouldn't make me laugh.
Well,
I mean, people are still talking about him as a leader of the free world. He's not a leader of the free world. Everything he's doing is totally, criminal.
And, I thought you were going to break into Monty Python there. He's not the leader of the free world. He's a very naughty boy. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to leave it there, but thanks for that. 0345 6060 973. It's 12:30 on LBC. The news headlines with Tim Daly.
Peter Mandelson is facing demands to return the payoff he received after being sacked as the British ambassador to Washington. Reports are suggesting the amount could run into tens of thousands of pounds. President Trump and the Israeli Prime Minister are to hold a meeting over Iran's nuclear program on Wednesday. Benjamin Netanyahu will be in Washington for talks after negotiations began between Tehran and the U.S. last week. And tear gas has been fired by Italian police during a protest near one of the Winter Olympics venues in Milan. Thousands of people were demonstrating against the environmental impact of the Games. LBC weather, rain and showers will move northwards overnight. That will eventually allow clear spells to develop further south. We'll see a low of around 6 degrees.
This is LBC.
When you leave a gift in your will to guide dogs, where could it lead? It might lead to our specialists helping someone regain their independence, like Jenny.
I'd just gone from everything to nothing. She gave me my freedom back. She gave me my confidence back.
Your gift to guide dogs could lead to a future where lives are transformed. Find out how to make your life-changing will for free. Search Guide Dogs Free Wills.
Guide Dogs.
Lost World Play Barn, Dragon Castle Children's Farm, Jumping Pillows, Wallabies, Froggy Soft Play. Tommy Tractor Play Barn, Quarterpillar Rowing Boats, Owl Displays, Meerkats, Honey Pot Bears. And four giant slides on the brand new Wave Runner 2. Let's plunge!
What's next, Dad?
Cannon Arena Lemurs, Jungle Kingdom Go-Karts, Trampolines, Magical Wood and Cafes.
Nutcatch Adventure Park.
The sun goes on and on and on and on.
Book now at nutcatch.com.
Donations to British Heart Foundation fund scientific research that can help save lives. People like Joe, who's pitching his next big business plan. Maria, who's sending out her wedding invitations. And Jack, who's just being a teenager again. Because when you donate, you fund more than just science. You help save lives. British Heart Foundation funds research that aims to cure inherited heart muscle diseases. But our work is not done. Donate now at bhf.org.uk and keep us beating.
At Pets in a Pickle, we know what it's like welcoming a new pet into the family. For fuss-free pet insurance policies as unique as they are, visit petsinapickle.co.uk.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
And remember,
Remember, darling, I don't work before 10 in the morning and never after 4:30 in the afternoon.
Those are my strict rules. Dave in Poole says, the biggest spider I have seen in a while gave me a right shock this morning. I was standing in the kitchen making a cup of tea, minding my own affairs. Da-da-da-da-da.
Rock and roll!
When I looked down at my foot to see a huge, hairy monster staring up at me. I jumped back in shock and it darted under the dishwasher. I've nailed the kitchen door shut and I've gone on a diet. Who needs a kitchen? Dave, I would blast off and nuke the entire site from orbit. It's the only way to be sure. Mostly. Wood Green, hello, Saul.
Oh, hello.
Saul.
Oh, look, I was just thinking the other day, right? I mean, if reform come in, which, I mean, have you noticed? They haven't been saying much recently. I just think they've been enacting the Chinese proverb, which is don't interrupt your enemies when they're making mistakes.
Right.
So I reckon... But if they come in, right, are we just basically... Is it going to be like... the UK limited.
Well, it's going to be the 51st state of the USA.
No, no, I mean, are we just... Are they a private limited company, right?
No, they used to be, and they made a big show about changing the structure of it, and now it is supposed to have put some control in the hands of the members, but really it's still Farage's baby. And to defenestrate Farage is virtually impossible by the rules and the regulations that have been written down. He ain't going nowhere.
So what I don't understand is that the Conservative Party or the Labour Party, I mean, obviously I sort of get the Labour Party, it's a sort of union in a way, but the Conservative Party, I can't quite figure out what that is. That's like a members club. It's a members club, right?
Yes, pretty much, yeah.
And then Farage is basically... It's, I mean, I know you've got some members, it's a shareholders. I mean, I'm just thinking, because I'm getting into stocks and shares. I mean, if he gets in, could we, like, could the UK be listed on the London Stock Exchange? No, I'm just thinking about it. And I was thinking, well, you know, would people invest in it? And, because, I mean, ultimately, if that's what we're going to do. I just think for people should just think about that.
Well, we've got a lot to think about at the moment, Saul. I think that's right down at the bottom of the list, but, okay. But as soon as any other thoughts come to you, I want you to let me know straight away. All right.
All right, sir.
Excellent work. Thanks a lot, Saul. Getting to the bottom of it. Charlie in Surrey says, another one to tick off the Trump bingo list. Donald Trump is withholding billions of dollars in New York infrastructure unless he gets Penn Station and Dual Airport named after him. I mean, at some point you would think, in a normal world, that the Republican Party would say, hang on a minute, mate, you've just lost your mind. Reel it in a bit. But nobody is prepared to do that because they're all absolutely petrified of him. Like he's running a mafia protection racket.
Absolutely.
This text says, Sejm is the Polish parliament, S-E-J-M. Sejm is the lower chamber of the Polish parliament. However, the speaker of the chamber is the second seat of power in the president-government hierarchy. Right. Now we know. Either way, the American ambassador to Poland has flounced out because the speaker of the Polish parliament refused to endorse Donald Trump. As per America's instructions, they refused to endorse Donald Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize. I mean... Are no bells ringing in America right now? I mean, come on. This is crazy. And that they're all just pretending it's normal. Or if they can't pretend that it's normal, they'd say, oh, well, that's just Donald Trump. He's not being serious. Yeah, he is. And even if he isn't, he's the president of the United States of America. Everything he says is serious. Everything he says should be taken seriously. But he's sort of like careening around and acting like a stand-up comedian. These aren't jokes. Kath in North Wales, Theth. Nick, I felt the same about about Breaking Bad. When I watched it the second and third times, I noticed a lot of subtle comedy that you missed the first time because you're too tense and nervous about what's going to happen. Yeah. as well, we were talking about Sopranos very, very much earlier on in this program, and I made the same point. Yeah, John says in capital letters, like he's shouting at me, "Nick, you're such a lefty," comma, full stop. Yeah, okay. Brighton. Hello, Richard.
Hi. Actually, I'm not in Brighton. I'm at Heathrow Airport.
Heathrow Airport. Well, that sounds a delight.
A slight departure from what you've been talking about this, yes. This evening, if you pardon the pun. So I'm at the... I won't tell you which terminal I'm in because I might be moved on if someone's listening to this call. The departure hall here is absolutely deserted.
Is it?
I'm the only one here.
Are there any planes leaving after midnight?
No. The first one is about 6 a.m. in the morning.
Why are you there?
Because there are no trains that get here early enough for me to check in. And the same is true for Stansted and Gatwick and Luton. And never understood that.
So what are you going to do? Until you, what time does your plane leave?
6 o'clock to Vienna.
6? So what are you going to do in the meantime?
I found one of the only two benches in the whole of this departure lounge, and I'm just going to have a lay down.
Is anything open? Is there like a pub? There must be a pub open.
I'm probably in the wrong place. people are walking. There's some people walking by and looking at me, but no one's saying, well, there is a cafe open or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, why I'm calling... Mm-hmm. So all of the, I'm flying out with an airline who are pretty strict about baggage weight.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought I would check my baggage, because all of the, check-ins are open, so you can weigh your baggage.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd do a little experiment. And I've been going around weighing my baggage on all the different airlines. And there is a discrepancy of more than 2 kilograms and even between the check-in of the same airline, like next to each other.
Wow!
There is a discrepancy. Now, I mean, I don't know if these are regulated check-ins for flight. I just thought that was a bit weird.
Well, that sounds like a conspiracy that you've got to the bottom of there, Richard.
And I'm sure, I'm surprised no one's come to listen at me. I mean, it's so obvious what I'm doing. I mean, someone going around weighing it
over and over again.
All these different airlines, baggage... It's so weird.
That is very interesting. So the good advice would be to underfill your suitcase 2 kilograms below what they say that they will accept.
Yeah, or if they say you're overweight, just ask for a second opinion.
That's another good idea.
I'd actually, can we check that check-in down there, and see what they say?
And I wonder if those little receptacles where you put your carry-on baggage to show that it's the right size, I wonder if they undersize those just to catch you out.
Yeah, I mean, I've been travelling several times over the last 3 months. They're usually about once a week. And I found a tip, but I don't know if I should be saying this.
Mm-hmm.
But this thing about if you've got carry-on baggage and you're a bit worried about its weight or its size, just make sure you're the very, very last person to go up to the boarding gate, because there is no way they are going to delay the flight while they sort out your extra baggage. You see, I mean, that's my one tip.
But you would have to have something in the hold, because they could deny you if you haven't got anything in the hold. But if you've got something in the hold, then had to go in there and find your bag and take it out.
Exactly.
That's good advice.
I have to experience the whole plane being annoyed at me being the last one coming on the plane every time. So if anybody sees me tonight.
Yeah. Although, when you get on the plane last, is there any room left in the overhead lockers for your bag?
Well, the advantage of being on the plane last is you can see where there are whole rows of seats free. So basically, you can go and nab the whole rows. And they very rarely check the seat numbers these days. They just count the heads.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and if you can get two or preferably three seats in a row in economy, that that pretty much equals a first-class lie flat bed.
Exactly. And I've just got a couple of moans while we're here. I never understand when they call you up to the gate, and they do it in sections,
mm-hmm.
and then everybody rushes up and stands in queue, yes. and then they go through, and then they go onto the ramp, and you're standing in the ramp, in the tunnel,
mm-hmm.
waiting to get on the plane.
Yeah.
And similar thing when the plane comes into land,
right.
and the seatbelt sign goes off, everybody wants to stand up.
Yeah, and then they just stand there in the aisle for like five minutes while that sucking thing gets stuck on the side of the plane, and you all get to leave.
I've never understood that, Nick. And morons, as you say.
Yeah.
But surrounded
by them. Well, I wish you all the best. Happy landings. All right.
Thanks, Nick. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks a lot. Huh. Well, that's some pretty good advice there. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Be last and underfill your bag by 2 kilograms. And ask for a second opinion. And always take your own sandwiches. I mean, you know, how hungry are you going to get for a start? But, you know, when you're sitting on a plane and you're kind of bored, you just want something to do, right? Well, does anybody actually, in the history of humankind, has anybody ever enjoyed airline food?
No.
No, it's just, you know, something to occupy you. So buy a nice sandwich, or better, make your own. And then you know what's in it. And you know who's been fingering it.
Disgusting.
Because I'm sure what goes on in sandwich-making facilities would make you never want to eat a sandwich again. Pretty sure about that. I don't know whether that's true, even though I have got no idea what I'm talking about, it doesn't prevent me from having a strong opinion.
Coming up at 1 on LBC, Clive Ball.
The government says it's putting more money into apprenticeships. Is that a good idea? And do Britain's 1 million full-time carers need more support?
Clive Bull at 1. Listen on our free Global Player app or the LBC app.
When you're smiling.
Banning Dental Group Clinics. With over 5,000 top-rated Google reviews. Keep on smiling.
Check your retirement savings are on track with PensionBee's easy-to-use app. Because when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. When investing, your capital is at risk.
Go on, leave the never-ending laundry pile, quiet flat, and empty fridge at home. Hop on the train and go into the workplace zone with Southeastern. Whether you're heading in for a change of scene, to share ideas, or enjoy a lunchtime chat with your colleagues, with our great range of tickets, we've got the one to suit your commute. Buy yours now on our app or website and pay no booking fees. So, go on, go in.
At Ocado, you'll save 25% on your first shop and get free delivery. Which means if you were to buy a 4-cheese pizza, you'd basically be getting one of the cheeses for free. Save and splurge at Ocado, the online supermarket. Geographical and other restrictions. Minimum spend £60 and charges apply. New customers only. Maximum saving £20. Terms at Ocado.com.
That's it. We need a bigger car.
Smart speaker. What's an award-winning SUV?
The Tucson is an award-winning midsize SUV and is available for a 24-hour test drive.
They look great. And it's a self-charging hybrid too.
Smart speaker. Search offers on a Hyundai Tucson.
The Tucson is available with 2 years 0% APR. And it's Hyundai, by the way.
Discover the Hyundai Tucson self-charging hybrid. Ends 31st of March, 25% deposit, finance subject to status. Hyundai UK is a credit broker, not a lender. Terms apply.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060973.
Come on, we're running late!
We are running late. Ari in North London says, you are not doing a good job selling the Sopranos to me. I don't really do death, especially when good guys die. It sounds like the awful Pulp Fiction.
What?
Are you kidding? The awful Pulp Fiction, one of the best films ever made? I am stunned. Emmett in Salford said, so the king is hosting the Nigerian president. Did he get one of those emails? Yes, this is the president of Nigeria. I have £1 million I would like to deposit in the bank.
come over.
Ealing. Hello, Grace.
Hi. I heard you talking about Trumpianity earlier.
Oh, yeah.
And it brought to mind his horrific speech this week at the National Prayer Breakfast.
Oh, God.
It was awful. He was obviously just boasting about himself for the most part.
Yeah, of course.
And it was particularly problematic at an event that's supposed to be about prayer, and also because God calls us to be humble. And if you actually believe in Jesus, which I don't think he actually does, you actually believe in Jesus, then you recognise that we sinned and Jesus offers us forgiveness. But Trump clearly doesn't believe in that at all. He's just there for the voice.
I bet his audience didn't believe it either.
I imagine so. One of the things that really struck me about his audience was that one of the moments they clapped the most was when he talked about his agent beating the CRAP out of people.
Wow.
And that got a real cheer from the audience. It was just awful.
Just like Jesus would have done.
Well, Jesus warned about fake religious people. Jesus said that there will be people who will pretend, and Jesus got very angry with people pretending to be religious just because it helped them to get power.
And praying in public, I think, was a thing. Don't do that. Pray in private. Don't make a big thing about it.
Yeah, but it's all about Trump's ego and showing off. I can't quite understand how he's won so many people over, but
it is amazing. Well, the masses are asses, no doubt about that.
I suppose. I'm also annoyed by how his policies themselves are obviously completely evil and unchristlike. But I want to point out that not all American Christians do support him. I think sometimes people presume that they do, but I listen to various American Christian podcasters who are also despairing.
Really?
But it's the ones who are fans of his who make the most
noise. Yes. Well, the ones that are despairing should despair louder.
Well, I think they're trying, but I'm very conscious of of how damaging some of his policies are. I can only hope that people will wake up at some point soon, because it's so dangerous for the world.
Wake up, America. It's later than you think. Yeah. All right. Good talking to you, Grace. Thanks for that.
You know, nobody has done more for Christianity. Nobody has done more for religion of all type than me.
Than him. No one has ever done more for religion of all types than Donald Trump. Everybody knows that. It's what Jesus would say if he came back to walk among us. And if that did happen, then an ICE goon would slam him to the ground and probably shoot him a couple of times. Because, you know, he can get away with it. And it's fun! You know, like videos. What a way to run a planet, eh?
Dreadful.
St. Albans, Amy.
Hello, good morning. I've got to say, the gentleman that was just on before about the aeroplane, I cannot agree with him more.
Well, which bit?
All of it.
Oh, okay.
So the whole being late part of it, I drove my family crazy. But at the same time, getting on the last person is really, really easy. And then get off last as well. Nobody wants to start their holiday being moody, queuing.
I think getting off last, I don't really mind about that, because you're just going to have, assuming you've got luggage in the hold, then you're just going to have to go and wait by the carousel for an hour anyway.
There's no rush, is there?
There's going to be queues regardless, I really don't get those people who leap to their feet as soon as the plane touches the ground. Like, what's the point?
No, absolutely not. The other thing I was going to say was, because you don't want to get another queue, sorry. And you're moody at the start of your holiday.
You're always moody at the start of your holiday because, you know, everything's a bit new and you want everything to be really great. You want everything to be perfect, but you're in expectation of it not being. So you're kind of like on edge.
So you have to go with a different attitude, don't you? You just have to go and go, well, it is what it is. I'm going to get off when I get off. If the flight's delayed, it's delayed.
Oh.
It's aeroplane, travelling, trains.
Yeah.
You just kind of got to accept it, haven't you?
Is your hotel actually going to be built? Or was it just one of those AI manufactured images of a fantasy hotel that you've booked?
If I could send you a picture, I would. I went to Morocco last week for 7 days. It rained the whole time I was there.
Oh, in Morocco, it rained? I shouldn't laugh, but...
No. So, exactly. So it is what it is.
Yeah.
I ended up in the mountains, which was meant to be not in the mountains, or blah, blah, blah. People were lovely, but yeah, it wasn't what it was meant to be. But I still had a nice time, you know?
Did you? When you came back, did you feel relaxed? Or did you feel like you needed another holiday?
Yeah, well, I could have stayed here to get rained on.
Right.
And it would have been free.
Well, yes, free at the point of use, yes. And but in good news, Amy, it's going to be raining for at least the next 2 weeks. So you didn't miss anything. Yeah.
Sorry, could you just check for me? I did ask for number 777. Could you see if that went through for me, please?
Yeah, I'll do that straight away. Wait there, caller. I'll put you on hold. All right. Thanks for that. Kim says, for everyone's sake, Nick, please ask President Trump out for a date. You sound like a lovesick teenager who has to bring every single possible topic around to mention his latest crush, says Kim. Another one of these people that think they've got a remote control. That if anything displeases them at any time, then that thing must change accord to their precise specifications. Yeah, she doesn't. Another one of these Trump fans, presumably. Otherwise, why would you complain? Another one of those, and she'd get very, very upset that her whole, the entire edifice of her thought processes is being questioned because she's farmed out her thinking to Donald Trump or whichever news organization or social media account that she follows has been slathering praise over the screaming Mimi.
Don't be rude.
And so she wants me to stop her being so mean. Bernie in Kent says, if Trump lasts his term time, then I'm going to do a Trump version of Where's Wally? There's no way he's going quietly. I'm sure he's already built secret bunkers. The book will be called Where's Trumpy Hiding in the White Housey? Well, that sounds like a bestseller, Bernie. I bet he's going to be underneath that ballroom. There's absolutely no way that they're going to build that ballroom and he isn't going to install his own nuclear fallout shelter underneath. It'll be palatial, totally covered in gold. Guy says, I know nothing, but funnily enough, in North Carolina, where I am, and where there are huge amounts of data centers, water is an issue that is spoken of. My question is, could they be cooled by seawater even if it was desalinated? It would eliminate the issue, surely. Well, I don't know nothing about nothing, even more than you know nothing, Guy. But seawater, the desalinating seawater is an enormously energy intensive... I'm losing my mind right at the end of the show. An enormously energy intensive procedure, which would kind of... defeat the object, really, because energy is the problem in the first place. It's the energy that is being used to power these data centers that it requires the water to be used to cool them down. So you can't use more energy to desalinate the water because, then you go around and around in a circle. But it's going to come to the point when we're going to have to choose. Do you want to see cute videos of dogs doing tricks? Or do you want something to drink? And because the psycho tech bros are going to be in charge of absolutely everything, they'll choose the dog videos, because those are the things that make them money. And, we can go and drink something else. Milk. Or whatever, I've got no idea, but they'll figure it out. Don't you worry. They're geniuses. Stains. Oh, Warren. Warren.
Hello, Nick.
Yes, Warren.
Hello, Nick. I've never spoke to you before, so hello. First time calling to your show.
Good man.
I just want to talk about, I was just listening, I just heard the woman, I'm assuming she was from the UK, talking about Donald Trump and hero worshipping Donald Trump, and I don't understand how anybody, let alone somebody from this country, can hero worship that man. It's insane. And I also, as a kind of, not even a footnote, a direct issue with that, is I really think it's going to lead to us having Farage as PM in this country. And I'm really, really worried, Nick.
Yeah, well, I think you probably should be, because if Fag Ash does get into number 10, then this will become the 51st state of America, and everything that is happening in America now will happen here too, because it's not Trump, it's the people behind Trump.
Yeah.
And it's all the same people pushing in the same direction, and it's not just here and in America, they want to take over all of Europe as well. It's just, I mean, it's they're not even being quiet about it. They're kind of boasting about it. They're putting it down on a piece of paper and releasing it. I mean, the American National Security document came out, and it said exactly that. We want to stop Europe going in its current trajectory. We want regime change in European countries. I mean, how much more information do you need?
It's literally there in black in black and white.
Exactly.
Can I ask you one quick final question? I know you're coming towards the end.
Yes.
I mean, do you hold out much hope that there is enough of us that can shift this? Because I'll tell you quickly why I say that. I'm a little bit of, I'm a middle-aged DJ, so I'm not really a TikToker as such.
Right.
I'm on the way back from a gig now, actually. But I've kind of built a bit of a, you know, grassroots following on TikTok, and I'll be honest with you, Nick, what I'm seeing, and I know that online is amplified,
mm-hmm.
but the discourse is like, it's somewhere between sort of break, and I don't want to, like, you know, categorize people necessarily just by their class, but I've seen a combination of, like, you know, quite uneducated sort of working class people who have just been absolutely brainwashed. But I also think there's that kind of, you know, older generation, I'm 46 myself, right?
I get it. I know what you're saying, Warren. I'm going to have to wrap it up because I've just run out of time. But keep in mind that if you're having a fight with people on Twitter or other social media sites, you're probably having a fight with a guy sitting in a windowless room in Russia with 150 phones in front of him. Rage, farming rage for money and influence. All right, got to go. Now, if you missed any of today's show, you can listen back on our free Global Player app or the LBC app. The thing to ask for is Nick Abbott, the whole show podcast. Exclusive to Global Player and the LBC app, Nick Abbott, the whole show podcast. I'll be back at 10 tonight with my abnormal normal show. James Hansen at 4 o'clock, but first, here's Clyde Ball.
Nick, thank you. Coming up after the news at 1, the government has announced reforms to apprenticeships aimed at getting more young people into training placements. Are they right that apprenticeships are vital to the nation's future? Did an apprenticeship work for you? We'll talk about that. Plus, the Resolution Foundation has issued a report this morning calling for more support for the more than 1 million full-time carers in the UK. Is that you? If you are a carer, what help have you been able to get? And the EU has warned that TikTok must change its app because it's designed to be deliberately addictive. So should tech companies be forced to change their designs? That and more after the news at 1 on LBC.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 1 o'clock. The Liberal Democrats are calling on Peter Mandelson to donate money to victims' charities because of his links to the sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. They're responding to reports he received a large payout after being sacked as the British ambassador to Washington. More now from LBC's Holly Harris.
The party's deputy leader, Daisy Cooper, is responding to claims Peter Mandelson was paid a five-figure sum after losing his job in the US in September. She says he should now hand over every penny to charities, and keeping the money would be a total insult to the public. Although Daisy Cooper's statement is only based on reports, she also says that retaining any funds would be a slap in the face to survivors. In the meantime, the police say investigations into Peter Mandelson will be complex after finishing a search of his two homes. It's alleged he gave secret government information to Jeffrey Epstein, although he denies the claims.
The Foreign Office says Peter Mandelson's civil service employment was terminated in accordance with legal advice and the terms and conditions of his employment. A report is warned the country's growing unsung army of carers needs better support. The Resolution Foundation think tank says around 1 million people have full-time caring responsibilities. It says that's being caused by an aging population and increases in disability and ill health. more than a week after the suspected kidnapping of the mother of a US television news anchor.